I want to thank you because Sarah and I have been asked to stretch because we are about to introduce someone that we're both huge fans of. How we doing, guys? We close?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Oh, honey, look! The tapers! It says here the babies lose their pajama-like coat after their first year. Isn't that interesting, honey?
Yep, mind-numbingly interesting.
So your Comic-Con weekend has been how?
It's been... How has it been?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Another thing to clip in the reel if you're saying dumb things.
Is this real? Is this a real scenario right now?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's not a tumor.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Who wants that?
Roll another one.
That boy.
Just like the other one.
Doesn't he always call people Bubba?
This one seems to be about to quit.
He's like Korean Michael Jackson.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time
Let's
to shine.
Let's shine. The
dreams come true, guys.
Roll another one.
Pulling a big black man.
Just like the other one.
His head is too big for his body.
This one seems to be about to end.
Losing confidence in the team.
I don't have.
What show is this?
Just pass it around.
This is displeasing.
Now hiring both locations.
Just pass it on down.
And now,
her running mate, Tim Kaine, who, by the way, did a terrible job in New Jersey. What? I mean, Virginia.
Our feature presentation.
Right?
Oh, no.
What?
Right?
Virginia.
No. When was that?
That was, I think it was over the weekend, maybe.
Oh.
Might have been. That was the same, that was the press conference he gave where he was talking about David Hinckley, the man who tried to assassinate President Reagan.
Wow.
Same press conference.
He was on a roll.
Well, it's facts.
Yeah.
Details.
Facts. Come on now.
You're right.
It's Friday, you guys.
Morning, everybody. It is Friday. It is the 29th of July.
It's Friday.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Bean big plans.
Yeah.
Super stoked on Friday.
You don't generally party on Fridays or the weekends.
This has been an unusually busy week for me.
Ah.
I've been, you know, trying to, you know, this is the week that I've been in New Orleans, for folks who don't know, trying to get the house together, ready for the move in a few weeks. And it's just been nonstop, nothing but running around and meetings and decisions and things to do. And on top of, you know, all the work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just I'm kind of looking forward to the weekend.
Now, have you cleared your schedule of all appointments?
I have a couple of things today, a couple of people I have
Cancel.
To meet with today, landscapers and things like that. But
Cancel
I am,
that.
I am free. I do have a free weekend ahead of me.
All right. In New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, young single guy.
Right.
I am.
You're married.
Well, no. I'm in Louisiana. I'm pretty sure in Louisiana, if your spouse is not in the same state as you, you're not married, technically. I'm pretty sure that was what I read when I made the decision to move here.
Hmm.
Wow.
Are you saying that? That's not the case?
That is not the case at all.
Well,
no, you are indeed still married.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
I'm going to suggest it won't make any difference. People well, have the same weekend.
You could also be right about that. Kevin, you remember, you may have even met at one point my beloved donkey, Happy. Do you remember Happy?
I do remember Happy, yeah.
Oh, I loved him so much.
You sure Allie, did.
This was Aww. Before your time, but I got Happy when he was 11 years old. And when all the other livestock that I had, when they all died, I moved him up to a donkey rescue up in British Columbia. And he's still alive, by the way. I had him for 19 years.
Wow. How long do they live?
Well, we'll find out. Oh. But he's been up there about 4 years now, so he's probably around 34 years old.
Aww.
Is that the same – I'm sorry. Is that the same animal that you helped castrate and then you kept the donkey's balls?
Those were his testicles in a jar.
At work.
In my locker, yeah.
In a jar.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh.
Well, Bean.
When
we got him, he was 11 and had never been castrated. And, you know, that made him a little bit more aggressive than you might like when you have cows and other, you know, sheep and other
still
animals.
Still not seeing why they're in a jar.
So I helped the doctor. Uh-huh. I got to assist in the surgery, which was amazing.
You don't just
throw away body parts.
Yeah, I mean, you do if they're balls.
Yes.
Show them
yeah,
the
you
respect
absolutely do.
That
wow.
they deserve.
I'm all about respecting the balls, but I really don't think this
so
is
I created
normal.
A little shrine and
right.
put them in a jar and
now,
hung on to them for
now,
a number of years.
Right, right. Now, but then you also made the next step. The next decision was, I need to bring the jar with the balls
to work.
And left them here for 10 years.
Mrs. Baxter would not allow them in the house.
Well,
she
kudos
shouldn't.
Her.
So I put him in the lot. Look, we're getting off tangent here. This is the reason I brought up my donkey. Okay.
I don't care. That's the reason I want to talk about. Because you had balls in a jar at work.
Oh my God.
Technically, that's true, yes. So in England, there's a man named Mark Ineson. He is the owner of a place called Real Donkeys in Dewsbury, West Yorkshire. And he has been studying the animals for more than 20 years, and he thinks he has figured out a way to translate the noise that donkeys make into English.
Sure.
So that he can tell what they're saying. Now, for folks who have never heard a donkey, here are a couple of the donkeys on his farm. And this is a beautiful sound at this time
of
day.
It is very nice.
All right, so those are some of his donkeys, by the way.
That could also be a bicycle horn.
And here's Mark, and his accent is a little bit thick, but he is going to talk a little bit about the 17 donkeys that he owns, okay?
All right.
Got 17 of my own now. Work very closely with them day in, day out. Pick up on the mannerisms, their emotions, what they're thinking, basically. You can sort of pick up, for example, you know, in the facial expressions, in their ears, you know, just in the emotions, if that makes sense, you know, the body language as such.
Now, I don't know how the machine that is listening to their Eeyore, as they call it, I don't know how that can help you with body language and facial expressions and things like that.
Is he building a barn while doing this interview?
I was going to say, could he lay off the hammering just for a few?
For a second.
There was something going on in the background. I'm not sure what it was. Here's another lady who works there at the donkey farm talking about how this machine works.
So we work with Design Works, and they basically work with our donkey whisperer to really understand the behavioural sort of language that donkeys use with their Eeyores, and then they turn those into vibrations and patterns that read that, and then turned it into sort of sentences that would match that kind of tone and the Eeyore that they make.
Now,
the tractor pull binder.
Man, oh man.
Look, it's probably a working farm, you
There's
guys.
There's a lot going on at that farm all at once.
So, Kevin, Allie doesn't know this story, but how much would I have wanted to have this device, this donkey translator, when I went up to visit Happy 2 summers ago up in British Columbia? Remember what happened?
No.
19 years I had this donkey, Allie.
Okay.
19 years
yeah.
I fed him twice a day.
Right.
And Bean knows for a fact that Happy loved him.
Okay.
Of course he did.
Well,
we were so tight.
Yep.
I groomed him, and I had his hooves trimmed, and I took care of his teeth, and I fed him, and I played with him, and we were very close. As
he
close
also
as
cut
a,
off his balls. So.
Yeah. Well.
Balls.
I hope he forgave me for that.
Now right. Now I remember the story. Go
so
ahead.
So we donated. You know, we rehomed Happy up to this donkey rescue, this beautiful place on 80 acres where he was going to be taken care of for the rest of his life.
Nice.
And I pay every month. I'm not a burden to the organization. I still send a check every month for his upkeep and medical bills and his food. So I thought after he'd been up there for about a year, I thought I'm going to surprise Happy and I'm going to go up there. And I'm going to drop in on him, and it is going to be I hope cameras are rolling because right. this is going to be a Disney-style reunion. This is going to be I can just
so
see
good.
Us running toward each other in slow motion, and we both jump up into the air, and we fall into each other's arms, and we hug, and we laugh, and we
definitely.
Play. All of that is going to happen when
Baby's
I get up there to see my boy.
He's talking about his donkey like it's a person.
Yeah.
Well, it's picture your dog. You're not a donkey person, but picture your dog. If you're away from your dog for a year and a half, imagine how happy he's going to be when he sees you.
Right.
So I drive up to the middle of British Columbia. It's like 8 hours from my house in Seattle. It's way in the middle of nowhere. And I find this donkey rescue, and I meet with the people who are running the place. And, all right, we're going to take you out to see your boy. And we go out there, and there he is.
Yeah.
And he looks up at me.
Uh-huh.
And then goes right back to eating the hay that he was on.
Yep.
As if I didn't even exist. He had no recognition whatsoever. Like he'd never seen me before and didn't care to see me now.
Happy hated you.
So sad.
19 years we were together.
You know why Happy acted that way?
Not a hey, how you doing? Not hey, what's up?
You expected that in English, did you?
Well, if I'd had my donkey translator, maybe that's what he would have said with his little mouth. But he could have walked over to me and rubbed up, and you know, I could have rubbed up on him.
Well,
take it easy.
This took many turns.
Wow, what's happening?
Pet him. I could have pet him and scratched. No,
yeah.
I like that. I could have scratched him and
okay.
So I, you know, stood there with him for a few minutes.
Go back and then, to the part where you're rubbing up against him.
And he didn't care a whit that I was there.
No, Kevin.
No,
yes.
It's not like
that.
No, that's not what happened at all.
That's not it?
But anyway, it was very sad. But then, you know, the more I thought about it on the 8-hour drive, nope,
yeah.
Turn it off.
Come on,
stop it. The more I, the more I thought about it on the 8-hour drive home, the more I realized that it's actually the best case scenario because he's happy. He's moved on.
Right.
He's got new friends. He's got a new life.
He finally got away from you. What happened was he recognized you, and then he went back to eating like, please God, no, please God, no, please God, no.
He was hoping I wouldn't recognize him.
Yes. I don't want to go back with that guy. He rubs up against me.
Well, anyway, there's my tragic, sad donkey story. So
what about the translator?
It exists.
It exists.
Oh, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's all.
It just made me think when I saw the story about the guy with the translator. Mm-hmm. I thought, man, I wish I'd have had one of those because I'm sure Happy had a lot he wanted to say to me. He was bursting to talk to me, but he just didn't have the words.
I feel like very soon we might need to talk to Happy.
Absolutely.
With the translator.
How dare you?
And this is what he'll be saying the whole time.
Asshole.
Come on.
Happy. Come on.
That's why you named him Happy. Right? All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecho, shall we?
That is pure, raw, natural talent.
Right.
There's nothing forced. There's nothing pushed.
Right.
It is just raw, natural talent. Mm-hmm. And I am so glad you're here today.
Wow.
That is nice, Alan. Thank
impact,
you.
Kevin. Sweet. Keegan-Michael Key on the program today.
Yeah.
Talking about the movie Don't Think Twice, which is
I
out
love
in
him
theaters.
So much.
I do, too. I do, too. We have your trip for two to New York City to see 21 Pilots.
Nice.
We're going to do that again today with a game. You're going to have to earn them. Should jousting be in the Olympics? Should it be
only
Olympics?
Yes?
Yeah,
yes.
I don't even know if that's a real question.
Yes is the answer.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's the question.
Hmm.
And a 90-year-old.
No.
if a 90-year-old is flashing a public pool,
He's not just flashing though.
Right. He's working the equipment.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
Nope.
Nope.
No. No.
Not at all.
No.
Bean says adorable.
Yeah,
adorable.
He did. It's disgusting.
Look, it's
can you see Bean walking up like, hey,
yes.
How's it going? Putting
yes.
his hand out to shake it.
Yep.
Oh.
That would happen. And it's the movie beat as well because it's Friday. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat now.
Because I'm a little unsteady. A little unsteady.
Hey!
I like it.
Thank you.
Really?
I approve.
That worked for you?
Thumbs up.
Thank you, Ralph.
Five stars. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:57.
10 tomatoes.
That's the voice of Ralph Garman here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for our first look at the showbiz beat on a Friday morning. What's going on?
Well, America is mourning the loss of a great comic legend this week. It happened earlier in the week. We didn't have a chance to talk about it, but people today, a lot of emails and texts have been getting saying, how can we not mentioning him? He's great. One of the founding artists for the comic and satire magazine, Mad Magazine, Jack Davis, has passed away. Began the magazine along with some other artists and writers in 1952, died yesterday at the age of 91. Besides doing classic caricatures in Mad Magazine, he also did some famous movie posters and just was a great, funny, funny artist. He also designed a stamp for the U.S. Postal Service in 1989, Bean.
I did not know that.
All of a sudden, Bean's interested.
And it's great because he effed the U.S. Postal Service, just effed him over.
How?
Because he snuck his own face into the stamp, and you're never supposed to have anyone who's alive on a stamp. It breaks all the stamp rules.
I love that.
And so he snuck his own caricature into the stamp and just effed him over.
Asshole.
Of course, that led to the collapse of the U.S. Postal Service. So,
you know what else he did, Ralph, that did put him on my radar years ago was he drew a Weird Al Yankovic album cover.
All right.
He did the album cover for Al's TV album.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Hey, he did great work with that.
We still mourn his loss. Congratulations to Michael Keaton, one of my favorites, got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday.
How has he not had one up till now?
Well, as you know, it's an iffy proposition, that whole star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame thing. But he did get one yesterday right there in front of Madame Tussauds Wax Museum on Hollywood Boulevard. He was very gracious in receiving the star. In his speech, he said, "It is an amazing part of a life resume. But my biggest concern about having a star on Hollywood Boulevard, if I have a concern, is gum," he said. I think he's got a point. You don't want to get gum trod all over your star.
Yeah.
He's got a full dance card for the rest of the year, too, by the way. A lot of Michael Keaton movies. Just seems like just a year ago or so, we were bemoaning the fact that Michael Keaton wasn't working anymore. Where was he, we were asking.
Yeah, he's so great and everything.
And he did Spotlight, and he's just been in a ton of stuff lately. He's got The Founder coming out, which is a story of Ray Kroc, the guy who started McDonald's and basically stole McDonald's away from two brothers named McDonald who kind of stole their franchise from him. He'll also be in the film American Assassin and then back into the superhero genre as a supervillain in Spider-Man Homecoming, where, of course, he will play the famous supervillain, Kevin.
Longlegs.
Nope. He won't take on the role of Longlegs.
Who's doing that, do you know?
I don't know who's playing Longlegs. I don't think they've announced that casting yet. But he will be reportedly the Vulture, and you know how we love the Vulture.
We do?
The Vulture. Yeah. Okay. I love the Vulture.
Yeah. It's good to know.
It's a great villain.
That's Hawkman,
no,
isn't it?
No, it's the Vulture.
Okay.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Danger Mouse, 39 years old today. Actor Josh Radnor, who we know from How I Met Your Mother, 42 years old today. Stephen Dorff. He's 43. Remember those videos he did about playing golf?
With the golf. So funny.
Not him.
Now when you approach the ball, you have to be very careful. He's such a tiny little guy.
That was a Tim Conway character, unrelated.
Will Wheaton celebrates his 44th birthday. Martina McBride turns 50. And Geddy Lee. Geddy mother-loving Lee. Legendary castrati singer for Rush. The singer for that band. He is 63 years old today. We'll have some Rush later on the show, I'm sure, at some point. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It is a summertime Friday. That means there are new movies in theaters this weekend. Ralph, I get the impression that a lot of people have been disappointed with what's been available for them in the cinemas this summer. Do you feel that way, too?
No.
Like a lot of movies that people thought were going to be really, really good just weren't?
No, I don't know.
It's not been your experience at all.
No. Which ones are you referring to?
I don't have any specific titles of mine.
Good chat.
I have one that's great, which is Star Trek. See that if you haven't seen it.
Star Trek Beyond.
Yes, Star Trek Beyond.
That came out last weekend. Let's see what's up for this weekend.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies.
I don't think that one was on me.
Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome
to my world.
Yes.
Kevin's in a rush.
Polished, well-oiled machine. Hall of Fame.
That's on me.
No.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Obviously someone else's fault. Let's take a look at some of the films hitting the Southland Cineplexes this weekend. In limited release, a deeply, deeply depressing looking film called Tallulah. My name is Tallulah. I live till I die. Remember that song?
No.
Bugsy Malone. Come on.
I don't know that song. Well.
Bean doesn't know that song.
Bugsy Malone. It's from a fun movie. That's why he doesn't know that.
The enemy of fun.
Tallulah is about a woman desperate to get rid of her toddler.
It's got a good start.
So this dissatisfied Beverly Hills rich bitch housewife hires a stranger to babysit the child. And as you can imagine, things don't go well for anyone involved.
Really?
Yeah, just blah, blah, blah. It's my review.
Here's I don't know how you spell that, but...
Here are some clips from the trailer of Tallulah.
This is Madison.
Can you watch it for me?
I don't know much about kids, so...
This is too much for me. Nobody ever tells you how hard it's gonna be. I see all these women on TV and on the street, and they're doing it, and I don't know how.
I need to find Nico. I'm his girlfriend, Tallulah.
Whose baby is this?
It's his.
When I was six, my mom sat me up on the stoop and told me to wait. I never saw her again. I just think it's better to not be needed.
That is no way to live. She needs you.
Good times.
Yeah.
There's Ellen Page and Allison Janney in that film. Two wonderful actors.
Wow, great cast.
But you will open a vein if you see this film.
I'm sure you see it during the day, so when you walk out, there's some sunlight.
You need that. Equity, also in limited release this weekend. James Purefoy, Anna Gunn. This is about a senior investment banker who's threatened by a financial scandal and has to dig deep into the corruption surrounding her life in order to get herself out. Here are some clips from the trailer of Equity.
I am so glad that it's finally acceptable for women to talk about success.
Are you still locking up drug dealers?
I'm actually in white-collar crime.
You got a file on us?
You have a file on everyone.
Somebody leaked a rumor about my IPO.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. Because you needed it.
You don't know what I need.
You have nothing on me, do you?
Is that a challenge?
You've been investigating him?
I can't really comment on that.
Did you leak this thing?
You weren't aware.
It's all just a big game to you, isn't it?
What else is that?
Banking. Exciting world of banking.
All right.
Nerve is a high school drama about a senior who finds herself immersed in an online game of truth or dare. Hey, let's just stop her there. Don't do that. How about we could save ourselves 2 hours of a movie if someone would just step in and say, don't do that online, dummy. And she ends up getting watched by an anonymous online community of watchers who see her every move.
Go on.
See?
That's why you cover the camera.
Emma Roberts stars along with Dave Franco. Here's some clips from the trailer of Nerve.
Welcome to Nerve, a game like Truth or Dare, minus the truth. Watchers pay to watch, players play to win, cash and glory. Are you a watcher or a player?
What happens if I bail?
You lose everything.
All of our money is missing.
Wait, Mom, what? Officer! Officer, I need help.
V, don't do this.
How do you know my name? What the hell is going on?
Watchers, they stole our identity. We became prisoners of the game.
V, we control your life.
The only way out is to win.
We're all going to die tonight. Bad Moms opens up this weekend. Mila Kunis, Catherine Hahn, Kristen Bell, Christina Applegate. They all play moms who are overworked and underappreciated. So they ditch their responsibilities for some fun. They drink milk in the supermarket and ooze alcohol for you, lady. Me too. I'm a mom, but I'm bad. La, la, la.
Have we seen it now?
Well, maybe I'll play a scene instead of acting it out. Here's some moms talking about a hot widower. See, bad moms get together and they talk about dudes.
God, he's so hot.
Here you go. I'm so glad his wife died. You know what? I saw him install a car seat yesterday in 2 seconds. I'm telling you, it was like boom, boom, click. It was so hot.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I think I'd let him put it in my I mean, in theory, I'm not really into the thing, but I would let him go to I'm with you. Emergency PTA meeting.
You are all going to die tonight.
See, they're outrageous moms.
Right.
They just busted loose.
They don't like the regular stuff.
Mm-mm.
They're looking at the guy and they're saying butt stuff.
That's shocking.
They're not good outrageous
moms. I'll tell you that.
And hilarious. And lastly, Jason Bourne. You know his name.
That's what I'm talking about.
You just told us his name, dumb poster. This is Jason Bourne. You know his name? Yes, you just told it to me. I'd be some kind of fool not to know his name at this point. Matt Damon returns in the role of the super secret agent, Tommy Lee Jones, Alicia Vikander, Vincent Cassell. Great cast. You know what you're getting when you see a Bourne film, right?
Yep.
Paul Greengrass returns as the director. Just, it's all just good stuff. Good, clean, murderous fun. The former CIA operative is drawn out of hiding to uncover some truths about his past. He wants to get to the bottom of who he is now that he remembers everything. Here's some clips from the trailer.
I know who I am. I remember. I remember everything.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
Why would he come back now?
He's seen things. He knows things. What if he's not coming for us? What if it's something else?
I volunteered because of a lie.
This is Jason Bourne. I need to talk.
32 kills. People are safer because of what you did.
Ah! Jason Bourne. He's like the most famous secret agent in the world. Everybody knows him. They see him on a screen like, oh my God, that's Jason Bourne. Like, how? What did this guy, what was he, on magazine covers?
He's a shadow, man.
He's not a shadow. Everybody looks at him and goes, hey, look, it's Jason Bourne. Worst secret agent ever. Everybody knows him.
Can't wait. I already have my tickets.
Of course you do. Kevin will see this 8 times this weekend and not be able to tell you the plot on Monday.
How dare you, sir?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
Got another trip for you to Madison Square Garden in New York City to see 21 Pilots later on today. And Keegan-Michael Key will be joining us as well from Key and Peele in the new film called Don't Think Twice. You guys were surprised, I think, by my reaction to this story.
Sadly, I wasn't.
Look, he shouldn't have done it. It's a bad thing. He's a bad man.
Yes, done.
But
nope.
When you're 90 years old.
No.
And you get arrested for touching it in public, it's kind of funny.
Now, you didn't even say funny, though. Yesterday you said adorable.
There's something about the fact that a 90-year-old man would do something like this is kind of adorable, a little bit.
You are twisted.
You're twisted.
No. You are twisted. He's revealing himself at a pool.
At a public
where
pool.
Where there are children around saying, ooh,
well,
I just like
that.
To look at the pretty ladies. And he's
around.
Touching himself. That is a violation. That is disgusting.
I said he was a bad man. But
you
look,
said it was adorable.
It's adorable because he's 90 years old. This wouldn't even have made the news. Had this guy been 60 or he'd been 30 or he'd been 15, it wouldn't even have made the news. The fact that he's 90 is what makes it newsworthy and interesting.
So you want to high-five him with your left hand?
I don't want to touch him at all. A 90-year-old Eden Prairie man has been charged after police said he was seen masturbating at an Edina pool. This happened on Tuesday, July 19th. Pool employees told police... Oh, it does say that kids saw him.
Yeah, sorry, I actually read the article.
How about that?
I didn't read the article.
Hmm. Later identified as 90-year-old Lloyd Carrudy exposing himself at the pool. He was arrested and admitting to touching himself while watching pretty ladies at the
in
pool.
Quotes, pretty ladies.
Kevin, do you want to hear the best thing that the police found out about Mr. Rudy once they searched him?
Well, they did search him, and they found his bag, and in his bag they found 3 vibrating dildos.
Yay! Adorable.
He's
the worst.
90, and he still has it going on.
Yeah, I'm sure
Allie.
This is the first time he's done it too.
I
just
don't
at
know.
90, you decide to do
Let's
it.
Let's not talk about
Come
past
on.
The past. It's not as funny. This is meant to be funny.
All right. Well, we asked the producer, Dave, if there's any chance. Perhaps there's another side to the story. Perhaps we're all just jumping to conclusions.
Right.
That could be it. That
we
be
don't
it.
Know, man. Let's find out. We have Mr. Lloyd Carrudy on the line with us from Minnesota. He is 90, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show now. Hello, sir. How are you?
Well, thank you for having an open mind about things.
Well, I was surprised by your age that you would still be doing something like this, particularly
right?
in public.
Exactly. They should give me a medal.
Well, I mean, it was a public pool. There were kids around.
I know, but what kind of responsible parent leaves their child out at that time of night?
It was during the day at 3 p.m.
Yeah, it was
exactly.
A little before.
That's my point. I'm already eating dinner by then. Man, it's bedtime shortly after that.
But Mr. Rudy,
yes.
Look, You've lived long enough to know that there are some things that are unacceptable to do in public. That's private time. What you were doing outside, you should be doing inside.
Yes, well, turns out there are less scantily clad women in my home.
Right.
There
okay.
are at the pool.
But, has right. anyone introduced you to the internet?
The what, Bill?
Okay.
You can find lots of pretty ladies' pictures and videos on a computer, sir.
That sounds like the devil's work to me.
Well,
and they I mean, and they're okay with you seeing them like that.
Hey,
they put
any
their
you
pictures.
Guys want a dildo?
Yeah,
I got some in my bag.
Let's talk about that. Why is two vibrating dildos not enough? You got to go with three.
Okay, let me see what I have. Right. Anybody want one?
No.
Black Mamba. That's a good one.
We're not interested in any of these at all.
Oh, look at this! I just got new batteries for this one.
Okay.
This one's called the Punisher.
Okay. That sounds unpleasant.
Hey, the Turbo Blast 3000 just came in.
Yeah.
Sir, you are 90.
Yes, I am. How old are you?
Oh, dear. Oh, goodness.
You sound like a pretty lady.
Oh, no. She is a pretty lady.
I am hideous.
Oh, I'd bring out my new one for you.
What's your new one?
The Anaconda.
Oh, dear.
All right, this concerns me
you,
now.
You restless snake. You know what I'm saying?
I do,
yeah,
and
unfortunately,
I'm scared.
We do.
A snake, I mean my wiener.
Rope. Sorry. We got it.
Thank you.
Listen, Mr. Rudy, you
this
face up.
On?
What? Yes, it is
oh,
on, yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your talking with comedy.
Please,
Bean, go on and be creepy for everyone.
I'm not
I'll
being
just
creepy.
Sit back.
Do you have any?
Sorry, I didn't realize. This was the radio death hour.
Every hour here is the radio death hour.
You ain't lying, kiddo.
Do you have any other dildos in your bag?
Nope, I'm all out.
Okay, good. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
That's too mellow, man. That's too mellow this time of day.
To wake up?
We need something a little peppier than that, I think.
Don't you?
We got to work on that.
Hey, real quick, ahead of Ralph and the Showbiz Beat, we're doing something kind of cool today. Kevin, you've got the details on mugs today, giving away some awesome tickets and more.
Yeah, we have a complete package here. Beer Mug is going to be at StubHub Center. You get a pair of sideline tickets to see PSG, which is the best soccer team in France, against Leicester City, best in England. Mm-hmm. Beer Mug is going to be in a goal, playing goalie, and you are going to shoot on him. Whoa. And if you score, shoot the soccer ball.
You're going to kick the ball
Kick
at him.
The ball
Oh,
at him.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were afraid they were bringing weapons.
I don't think the weapon you thought, Bean.
So if you,
language.
Between 8 and 9 o'clock at StubHub Center, if you score on Mugs, you'll go into the drawing, and somebody will get all of that. You get access to pregame warm-ups, you get a parking pass, and you get a signed jersey.
Wow.
So it's all pretty cool.
Mugs has been
lot.
Training, though, so don't go in thinking you're just going to shoot on him.
He is one of the greatest athletes of our time.
Really
that's
is.
True. So anyway, that's between 8 and 9 o'clock at StubHub Center.
He literally said yesterday, nobody's scoring on me.
Yep. Of course he did.
Oh, Muggs.
Muggs is famous for his confidence in the face of all evidence to the contrary.
Correct.
This is true.
So this is an International Champions Cup competition, which is going to be the game is going to be tomorrow night at StubHub Center. And that's where you go today between 8 and 9 if you want to shoot on Beer Mug. It should be a lot of fun. Good luck with those tickets.
What?
Ralph,
shoot it in
that.
The soccer sense. You shoot the soccer ball.
Say, then kick the ball off your mug.
Well, okay. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
I got some great news.
Wow!
What's going on? I'm gonna have some fun.
Hot fudge, holy moly, finally. The music we've all been waiting for. Her very first music video released this week. Snooki has a new single. Snooki!
Yeah!
Snooki!
I'm sorry, you said...
Snooki!
You said Snooki.
Snooki!
And we know her from Jersey Shore?
Hell yeah, you do.
Okay.
Like 10 years ago?
But now, she's married to Giovanni. Remember her boyfriend Giovanni from the Jersey Shore?
Yeah. Sure.
And she has two lovely little mini Guidos.
Okay.
They're tanning and doing laundry
no.
and
sure.
going to the gym. And she's got a new music career.
All right.
With a smash hit new song called Young Mommy. Young Mommy, by the way.
I
young,
bet it's great.
If you're looking for it and you're confused why you can't find it, it's because she spells Young, Y-U-N-G. Young Mommy.
Okay.
Y as in, why did she do this? U as in, you got to be kidding me. N as in, no one's going to buy this crap. And G as in, God help us all. Young mommy. And I know you're saying, yes, I want it, but can I hear some first? Well, like a good drug dealer, I'm going to give you a little taste for free, but then you got to buy your own, my brother.
I used to be so wild, I was the life of the party. Now I'm all grown up, so instead they call me mommy. Late nights getting reckless with Shay, Wow, Sammy, and Ronnie. All these dudes were hopeless, but then I met Gianni. I'm a mommy with attitude, no time for haters because they're too rude. Now I got my own series on YouTube, and I'm spending these checks on baby food.
Are we all right, or do we need to hear more?
More!
Fit life, my body changing. At the house, potty training. Two kids, not complaining. Young wife, looking dangerous. It's all love, because I'm a proud mama. Shout out my son and daughter, Lorenzo and Giovanna.
Kidding me.
Shh. Shh.
Young mommy. Yeah. It
goes on like that for
yeah, it does.
12 minutes.
I think it's hot. It's
I do
hot.
Too.
It's
right?
hot.
Yes.
It's tight.
It is.
It's a hit, man.
Right?
I like it.
Yes.
I'm going to go get it.
Right.
That's the keeper right there.
It is.
Why would Snooki wake up in 2016 and think, I got it. That's my second act. Is
How
he a rapper?
Dare you? Do you say, hey, Jesus, why'd you turn that water into the wine? No, you don't. You just say, thank you for the miracle, sir. That's what you do. What kind of question is that?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out why she thought that was a good idea, having heard it.
Because it's the best thing ever. That's why.
I feel like Bean is not convinced, and so maybe we should play some more.
Oh, Kevin.
Maybe he needs, maybe hear enough to recognize the genius.
All right, listen closely.
Listen to the rhyme scheme.
I used to be so wild, I was the life of the party.
Party?
Now I'm all grown up, so instead they call me mommy.
Mommy! Party and mommy, they rhyme.
Nope.
They rhyme? They rhyme.
First rhyme sucks.
Don't they rhyme?
No.
Wait a minute.
They don't rhyme at all.
Party, mommy. Yes, absolutely they rhyme.
No. No.
It's kind of a slant rhyme, I guess.
I let you finish that song as a professional courtesy. That was a mistake.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Danger Mouse is 39 years old today. Josh Radner from How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Young Mommy. They should have called it.
Nope.
42 years old today. Stephen Dorff is 43. Will Wheaton celebrates his 44th birthday. Martina McBride is 50. Geddy Lee of Rush.
No, it's my
How much better is that than Snooki?
It's a coin flip.
Come on, Ralph.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's a pretty powerful air drumming going on there, Mr. Garman.
It's a gift.
It's time to get Revolver back together, man. Yeah. You got the feelings.
Nah, I won't work with those guys again.
Hey, another trip to New York City to Madison Square Garden to see the great 21 Pilots coming up. Also, Keegan-Michael Key is on the program today from Key & Peele and the new film called Don't Think Twice. You know, from time to time, we have played a game that I've enjoyed very much. I hope you have, too, called Bean Makes His Guess on this program.
Mm-hmm.
We have a variation of that today. This is the first time we've ever played this game, but I think you guys are going to like it very, very much. And I think Omar put a special intro together for us. So hit it, Steve.
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine.
Keep it funky now.
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine.
Keep it juicy now.
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine.
Keep it going now.
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine.
I'm going to give you a name, and you're going to have to tell me whether it's a Pokemon character that can be caught in the Pokemon Go mobile game, or is it the name of a popular cholesterol medicine? Again, the game is it Pokemon?
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine?
Or is it cholesterol medicine? Everybody understand what we're looking for here?
Yes.
So every
All
question
right.
is a 50-50, basically.
Oh, this is my kind of game.
That's true. Their odds are in Kevin's favor. Finally.
I might finally win one.
He doesn't have to come up with anything. He just has to guess one or the other.
Do I go first?
Can he screw this up? Let's take a wager now.
My guess is cholesterol medicine. That is your guess. You haven't even heard the. Don't you want me to give you the name first?
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
All right, Kevin, you're going to be up first. Allie, would you mind keeping score?
Not at all.
Because you're the girl and girls are secretaries. All right, here we go.
Wow.
Question number one.
Wow. So much for that. I guess she's not doing it now. There goes the pen.
Wow. Well done. The answer is Crestor. Crestor, Kevin. Is that a Pokemon character or is that a cholesterol medicine?
50-50. I'm going cholesterol.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. According to the Mayo Clinic, Crestor decreases LDLs and triglycerides.
I'm in the lead.
You are in the lead
game.
Currently, yes.
There's only been one question.
I know, but I'm in the lead. All right, Ralph, you're up
so
next.
So excited.
It is Lapras. Lapras.
Lapras. I would say Pokemon.
You are also correct. Oh. It is a highly endangered
species. I am tied right now.
All right, Allie McKay, your first Pokemon or cholesterol medicine is...
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine.
Is Nidoran. Nidoran.
Pokemon.
Yes, Pokemon. Wow. They are small rat-like creatures in the Pokemon game.
We're all doing great, aren't we? Isn't
We're
this
the
fun,
best.
Everybody? Aren't we good?
All right, Kevin, you're up. Tie
I'm
game.
Usually eliminated by this point in the game, so...
It is Zatia. Zatia.
Pokemon.
I'm sorry, no. That is a cholesterol
Kevin,
medicine. If your doctor prescribes Zatia, look out for stomach pains and muscle soreness, it says here.
And anal leakage.
Oh, very possible.
No longer tied.
All right, Ralph Garman.
Actually, we are still all tied, Kevin.
Oh, right, because you haven't got it right yet.
You're a freaking genius.
Right,
you really are.
If you get it right, though, then I fall behind.
All right, here we go. All right. Vulpix. Ralph,
Vulpix.
Vulpix.
That is absolutely, positively, 100% Pokemon.
It is a Pokemon. Okay, vaguely reminiscent of a fox, in
right.
fact. Well
we
done.
We all know the fox-like Vixtrix.
The Vulpix, right.
Vulpix.
All right, Allie McKay. Lovasa. Lovasa.
Cholesterol medicine.
It is indeed. Yeah, it's an omega-3 fatty acid. Okay, very good. So now everyone's tied for first except for Kevin.
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine.
Lovasa is also when the well is running dry. You got Lovasa.
You think Dave would smoke at this game,
yes.
by the way? Being
oh, sure.
A Pokemon?
He's
of course.
King of Pokey.
All right, Kevin, you're on a little bit of a losing streak. Let's see if you can get
hey,
back
I
on track.
One.
How about Zubat? Zubat.
Zubat.
That's what he said.
I'm going to say Pokemon.
Yes, it is a nocturnal Pokemon. Zubat, correct, yes. Ralph Garman, Rabafa.
Rabafa. Oh, absolutely Pokemon.
I am sorry, no. That is a cholesterol medicine, an injectable cholesterol medication.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Wow, tight game, you guys.
Do you have to capture the cholesterol medicine with your phone as well? Or
yes. I'm not sure if it works.
Or else you have a cardiac arrest.
I see. Okay.
All right. For Allie McKay. Oh, I can't even pronounce this one. Vasepa. Vasepa. V-A-S-C-E-P-A. Vasepa.
Cholesterol medicine.
You are good, girl. Wow.
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine.
You are
what is
good
the,
girl.
You are good, girl. Or it's 50-50.
Or you're flipping a coin over there.
Yeah.
Either way. What's the score, by the way? Where are we at?
I wasn't keeping score because I hate you, but I'm in the lead with 3. Ralph and Kevin have 2.
All right. Kevin, yours up next is Rhydon. Rhydon.
Cholesterol medicine.
I am sorry. No, Rhydon is according to the Pokedex, direct cannon hits don't leave a scratch on this extremely tough Pokemon. Apparently, Rhydon is a tough one.
Hmm.
All right, Ralph Garman, you are up for Lopid.
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine?
Lopid, Ralph.
Lopid, absolutely cholesterol medicine.
How are you getting these so fast?
Because I know my cholesterol medicines and Pokemons.
Lopid has many side effects, including nausea and stomach pain, so please be careful
and
for that.
And anal leakage.
Yes.
Anal leakage, by the way, that's a side effect of every medication ever.
So far.
Yeah.
All right, Allie McKay, I believe you're up, and then maybe we'll go around one more time. Yours is Quivala.
Mm.
Quivala.
Oh, that's tough. I'm going to say cholesterol medicine.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
no, it's like a prairie dog with a tail that's on fire, believe it or not.
Well, yeah.
And causes anal leakage.
All right.
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine.
Final round, and hopefully we'll have a winner at the end of it. Kevin, yours is Venotat. Venotat.
Oh, cholesterol.
V-E-N-O-T-A-T. I'm
cholesterol
sorry?
Cholesterol all day long.
All day long. These oversized anthropomorphic dust mites are weak to psychic mites. Damage.
Psychic damage, yes.
Oh, yeah, no. Sure.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Ralph Garman, yes. Yours is Paris. P-A-R-A-S. Paris or Paris, I guess.
Absolutely cholesterol medication.
I'm sorry. No, that is a Pokemon. It's a crab with some sort of a mushroom growing out of its back. I don't really know exactly. All right. And finally for you, Alan McKay, the Cedra, S-E-A-D-R-A, Cedra.
Cholesterol medicine.
I am sorry. All three of you in the final round.
So what's the final score?
Kevin 2, Ralph 3, Allie 3.
No. Yeah, we tied for first. You lose, Kevin.
Pokemon or cholesterol medicine.
That was my best chance, 50-50, and I still lost. All right, let's open up the phone lines for What's Good. How about that? Kevin Means What's Good.
Yes, that's a great idea. It's your chance to be on the show here on a Friday morning. If you want, you got anything on your mind, something you'd like us to be talking about on the show, but we're not. You got thoughts about the convention last night, that's fine too. You got problems, you got questions, you got complaints. You can give us a call right now, any topic, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls for Kevin Beans What's Good right after this on K-Rock. Toll free, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. It's time for Kevin Beans What's Good.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
We just played a game called Pokemon or Cholesterol Medicine, and I'm getting really blasted online, apparently online one as well from Diego, about my pronunciations for Pokemon characters, none of whom I had ever seen before.
No, I don't think it's the Pokemon characters. I think it's the word Pokemon.
Yeah, you say both. Pokemon every other time.
Both. Okay. I think Diego is calling about the names of the characters, though, because for me, reading about these Pokemon characters is like trying to read a foreign language that I've never seen before for the first time. I've never heard of any of them. Diego, welcome to the show. What's good, my friend?
Well, they are in a foreign language, I think Japanese, but I thought you were hip, Bean.
Hold it right there. Nope. Did you say I thought you were hip, Bean?
Yeah, that's what I remember. Bean says that he's in the know.
Yeah.
Cool. He's up with the trend.
Right, Bean says that.
Yeah.
It's just
all
not,
of that is true.
It just isn't true, though.
I just, Diego, I appreciate the confidence you've shown in me, but I have a blind spot, apparently, when it comes to Pokemon characters. And I'm sorry that I butchered so many of them, but I was doing the best I could. I'm sorry about that.
It's going to be all weekend long. People are going to be tweeting you all weekend long.
And every time someone hears the podcast, I'm going to get another one. How did you do on the quiz, by the way, if you were playing along at home?
That's how bad I was doing when you were saying the names. I was like, I thought that was medicine because you were butchering.
Because he was saying
I was butchering him so bad.
I like it. Everybody can just blame it on Bean's pronunciation. That's
exactly.
Why I didn't win.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you, Diego.
Have a great weekend. Let's go to Eric, line 5. He's in Torrance. He has a great question for us.
Hey, Eric.
Hey there. What's good?
What's good?
I want to know. This question's kind of for Ralph. Whatever happened to Rat Ship?
Whatever happened to the Rat Ship?
That was an ocean liner that was...
Yeah.
It was heading for England, if I remember, and it was a ship that had nothing but rats that were cannibalizing each other to stay alive.
Like
and
thousands of them?
Thousands of rats on this ship, and they were trying to figure out a way to stop it or sink it or do something before it came to shore. Remember?
Yes.
Didn't we have a... Chip, take a look. I think we had something on Cannibal Rat, too.
Cannibal rats, an ocean liner filled with rats.
It was being towed to the Caribbean last year when it came loose during a storm. It's now feared to be infested with cannibal rats on board who, lacking a food source, have turned on each other.
Coming this summer on Sci-Fi. It's time for you to come aboard, because death is waiting for you on the Rat Boat. Al Pacino is the captain.
Ooh-ah! There's a lot of rats here, and they're all cannibals! Ooh-ah!
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the exterminator.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill all the rats. How will I do it? With rat poison. Yeah, we'll put poison in the cheese. Ooh-ah. The what? The cheese! The cheese! Ah, you talk funny.
And Christopher Walken as the head of the CDC.
These rats! They're diseased! They're biting people! Make them sick! I don't like it!
When a ghost ship full of cannibalistic diseased rats hits England, the dead will be the lucky ones. When the Rat Boat comes into port, featuring the hit single, the theme from the Rat Boat.
Rats are gnawing on you. They bring death.
Sick it if you know it.
And diseases too. And rats, they are covered with plague. Bite and chew off your leg. The Rat Boat soon will be slaughtering everyone. The Rat Boat, it's much too late now to try and run.
I'm glad Eric reminded us that the Rat Boat is still out there somewhere and probably floating toward us. So,
yeah, the answer is, after all of that, we have no idea.
We have no idea what happened to the Rat Boat, right. But thank you for keeping us in mind. Hey, let's go to some great news. I want to take you to Santa Clarita Line 1. This is going to be our man, Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Oh, hey there. How's everybody?
Good.
Tell us, man. What's going on with you?
Well, my house was involved in the Santa Clarita sand fire.
Oh, no.
And,
yeah.
All of my property burned down. It's just a charred mess. But the firefighters saved my house, and I just wanted to publicly thank them because I don't even know how to begin to thank someone for saving my house.
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't understand. All your property, meaning the fire got close to your house,
sorry,
it burned up your whole yard and everything,
correct.
Just didn't get to the house?
Yeah, my whole yard and everything around there, but the house was saved.
How did they save your house?
I wish I knew.
Wow.
But it's pretty awesome. I'm just super thankful. I mean, it's been such a stressful week, and we haven't been allowed to return home yet, but just knowing that the house is there is so relieving.
That's incredible. Those firefighters, what they do day in and day out is phenomenal, but what they do when it's 110 degrees out there fighting these fires, it's amazing. We owe them a huge debt of gratitude for sure.
That's how I feel, absolutely.
That's a great call, Jake. Thank you. I'm so glad you're okay, man. We really appreciate it. All right. We lost the lady with the kid. I wanted to talk to her. Darn it. All right, let's do Enrique Garden Grove Line 6 up next on the Kevin Amin Show.
All right, Enrique, hi.
Good morning, Kara.
What's good?
I was calling because of the show Stranger Things.
Yes.
Actually heard about it from Stryker on K-Rock, and it is awesome. It's about takes place in the 80s, Indiana, kind of has like a Poltergeist meets Twin Peaks meets The Thing, and it's just really cool. It's
If you're looking for a new series, it's on Netflix, and it's eight episodes, and it's great.
It's incredible. Chief Hopper is amazing. The girl Eleven is incredible. My personal favorite is
really good too.
I'm sorry.
Winona Ryder is really good too.
Yes, she's great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's on it.
She's on it. Dustin, though, the little boy Dustin, I think won America's heart.
He's
like the chunk of our generation. He's fantastic.
Is that good?
It's good.
Okay.
I'm glad you reminded us, Enrique, because we are all watching that show, but sometimes we don't mention it. But yeah, check it out. Stranger Things on Netflix, you guys. It's really, really good. And we're going to be having some cast members from that show on here pretty soon. Oh, good. Elizabeth called back. Let's close with her. She's on line one. She's in Whittier. And I think she's also got some great news for us.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi, what's
Thanks
good?
For calling. What's happening?
I just wanted to give you guys, I wanted the world to know that my 5-year-old son has, today is his 100th day of his bone marrow transplant.
Oh.
It is one of the biggest challenges to get to in a situation like that. So we are very, very excited and happy.
That's a great milestone. In other words, on the road to recovery, they say if you make it to 100 days, it's likely that the transplant will stick, right?
Yes, correct.
That's awesome. Correct. Now, can I ask you a question about the bone marrow? Were any members of the family able to donate?
Yes.
That's huge.
That's the other news. My daughter, who's 13 years old, was the bone marrow. she was the one to donate. She was 100% his match, and she is a huge K-Rock fan. And she's not here with me. She's usually on in the car with me, but I wish she was here to listen to this.
What's her name?
Her name's Anaï.
I'm sorry?
Anaï.
Anaï?
Anaï.
Anaïs, yes.
That's okay. Huge. To be able to do that for your brother is phenomenal. Beautiful. That's a beautiful story.
And what's your son's name?
Alexander.
Well, we are wishing him the very, very best and a very speedy recovery, and I hope that this is going to be something you're just going to look back on as a distant memory one day when you guys are all old and sitting around. We want you to hang on for 1 second because we want to send you some stuff. We want to get your address, Elizabeth. Don't go away, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Congratulations to you and your family. You. Glad you called.
Thank you. Long listener, so love to hear you guys. Every morning, my daughter's a big fan. Once in a while, I have to turn down the volume.
Of course. Of course.
That's some stuff you can't hear.
That's because you're a good parent.
Yeah,
we hear that from Elizabeth. We hear that from every mom and every dad. Look, love you guys, but sometimes. All right, Elizabeth, you hold on, and thank you for calling What's Good. What's Good?
By the way, we've been saying that the Olympics start on August 5th. That's a week from today, you guys. That's next Friday is when that is.
I think some of the competition starts on the 3rd.
Oh, what? Wow.
It's right around the corner. And I didn't know this, but there used to be a cap of how many sports could be in the Olympics. It was 28.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And since they've taken that off. So now
look out.
People are lobbying for their sport to be
Pokemon.
An Olympic sport.
What? Pokemon. No, Pokemon in the Olympics.
No.
This year, for instance, golf and rugby will both be played. Still no baseball, by the way. I think baseball is out, right? They pulled baseball a few years ago.
Golf, really?
Golf, yes.
I mean, is that going to get eyes?
I don't know.
They should put dodgeball in there.
Amen.
Karate is preparing to bid for Tokyo 2020, as is squash, and baseball is going to try to get back in for that one. But the reason we wanted to bring all this up today is there is a petition launched by the English Heritage, is the name of the organization, on Thursday, calling for the IOC to add jousting to the list of Olympic sports. Now, I don't know a lot about a lot of things, but isn't jousting the one where you have guys that look like the medieval
guys? Yeah, it's
medieval
times down there.
They're on horses, and they try to knock each other off their horses with a spear, right?
Right across from Disneyland, yeah.
That's jousting.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, they asked this man in this piece of tape why jousting should be an Olympic sport.
Why should jousting become an Olympic sport? Well, one of the reasons is the amount of dedication and practice that not only the riders need, but the horses need. We're using methods that go back hundreds of years. I'm a sportsman. I'm not an actor.
I'm a sportsman. I'm not an actor.
That was good.
I don't feel like these guys are making much of a case.
Do you? What do you want to hear from them about why jousting should be a sport?
Well,
they're saying it's a sport that has a tradition of hundreds of years that people enjoy all over the world.
Maybe. And it's not just you. It's the horse. You have to maneuver that horse. And
right.
It's like a team sport almost.
Right. Well, we wanted to find out more about this sport because clearly we know nothing. Steve Clark joins us. He is with the American Jousting Society, and he's on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hi, Mr. Clark. How are you, sir?
Huzzah, good lady and good sirs. Good morrow to you all.
Oh, no. I didn't know this was going to get all Ren Fairy out of us. I thought we were just going to talk about jousting.
I am Sir Steve of El Segundo.
So Steve.
So just Steve. Your guy named Steve.
Good morrow to you.
Right.
Good morrow.
And how now?
How now to you as well?
Is that a greeting or? I don't know.
How now, good sir?
Okay.
Okay. So, what can you tell us about the jousting scene here in Southern California?
Ah, prithee, come and hear my tale of the many brave men upon their noble steeds who doth do battle on the open field.
Could we just talk in 21st century English?
I need a sip of mead from my flagon.
You're not drinking mead.
What is mead? What's in mead, Sir Steve?
Well, right, it's coffee right now this morning. Because, because verily I am much tired from my night of restlessness and gramercy. Thank you, anoint yon hither.
Okay, I don't know what
that are you saying?
Huzzah!
Huzzah to you as well. All right, so you're wearing a suit of armor right now and you're sitting on a horse?
I am, good sir.
Okay, and this should be an Olympic sport because...
It is the most noble of all competitions. Man and Steed versus Man and Steed. Until fare thee well, one must be resourceful and successful anon.
And there's a large jousting community in many countries around the world, or is it just you and your little friends?
No, sir, I beg of thee, until now, be well met, ne'er no speak, perchance.
What?
Now, verily, on to the sport of jousting.
I don't.
We must be in the Olympics anon. A fie upon those who will not have us in.
Okay.
So there are a lot of jousters around the world?
Other countries?
Aroint and anon, there shall be verily unto all of the country known as America.
Right.
Many jousters shall come forward, and I pray, fetch ye on ale, mistress. Verily, I thank thee.
A lot of verilies, but still don't have an answer to that question.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Jousting should be in the Olympics.
Okay.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
For fans of international club soccer, this is a great event going on at StubHub Center tomorrow. We're talking about PSG from France, Leicester City from England, pregame warm-ups, parking pass, signed jersey. All you have to do is kick a soccer ball into a goal past beer mug.
He's your goalie, and you have to score from the PK, from the penalty spot.
That's right. Beer Mug, by the way, is already mouthing off, as you know. He's the most athletic person you've ever met, according to Beer Mug. Mm-hmm. He guarantees that not one person, his quote, not one person will get it past me. But if he's wrong, and if you do, you'll go into the drawing, and somebody at 9 o'clock will win the grand prize of all that cool stuff for the StubHub Center event tomorrow night. So you can go right now between 8 and 9 and shoot on Beer Mug. They're at StubHub Center. Easy to find when you get there, Kevin?
Yeah, right off Avalon. There's a couple of entrances right off Avalon.
Okay, that's where you go. So, and we'll check in with Beer Mug from the location in just a few minutes as well. Ralph is here now.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Nobody's scoring on me.
That's what he said.
He's the best.
A regular person would say, you know what? This isn't my area, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do the best I can.
Guy just tweeted, what, are they going to be kicking cheeseburgers?
That might be the only way he'd be 100%.
When I think of goalies, I like beats. Hey, I saw my old donkey and he didn't come running to me.
That was a great story, wasn't it?
If you folks missed it this morning, you missed quite the story. How Bean was really upset that a donkey didn't jump into his arms like a St. Bernard.
We may revisit that story later on.
Oh, so good.
It's a donkey. That's why I didn't recognize you and come running to you. Because it's a dumb donkey.
Okay. First of all, donkeys aren't dumb.
Right. They're very smart.
They're like horses. They're smart like horses. A horse, I would think, would recognize its owner.
But a donkey doesn't because they're dumb donkeys.
I just think he was just playing it cool.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just trying to lure you in.
No, someone else had food now. That's all it came down to. You used to have the food. Now the other people have the food. So he runs to the people who have the food.
Let Bean have his dream.
The dream of what? That the donkey hates him? That's what he's looking for? Is it that would make him feel better?
Don't try to spoil the fact that he was my pet and we had a bond for 19 years.
Yes, that bond was called Oats.
That's a good point.
It's called the food bucket.
So the day after...
He doesn't have the food bucket anymore.
No longer your friend.
He's not on the radar.
Aw.
I mean...
I know,
it's a harsh reality of
life. It is harsh.
Very I'm sad. Sorry.
But the good news is Bean's got a new house. Mm-hmm. He's got a new house in New Orleans there.
Right.
And so we can look forward to about a year and a half of loud workers being on the raid, sharing the morning show with us.
That does happen.
While his workers... take care of things in the background. We had the painters the other day.
Right.
This
right.
morning they were raising a barn, apparently, outside his office door there, so we heard that.
Right.
And it's going to be fun, I think, to hear
There's some work being done.
Oh, really? We hadn't noticed. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, we all noticed because we've been hearing it now for a week. But
now, is this...
the good thing about Bean is...
Yes.
He is unapologetic.
Uh-huh.
And he can take lemons and turn it into other lemons.
Yeah.
But in this case, he's made a lovely song. I don't know if you've heard Bean's new song.
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, I haven't heard it either.
Bean,
how exciting.
Bean's done a great job. He's got a nice little ballad about his workers and how we're all going to be listening to it for some time. Here you go.
There are men in my house, and the whole world hears them working. But I never told them to leave.
Because I'm being
beautiful.
This is sweet.
Wish I could hear it over the workers.
Were my own, I would make them come back later. But I didn't ask that at all. Because I'm Bean.
Right. By the way, that's beautiful, first of all, Bean.
It's nice gorgeous. Work, Bean.
Second of all,
Lou.
Second of all, I found out that Bean told them they have to come after 9:50. But he's in New Orleans, so he should have said 11:50.
Oh, he didn't do the time change.
He didn't do the time. He didn't subtract
Bean.
The 2 hours. Oh, yeah, you can't come until after 9:50. They were like, it's past 9:50.
That did happen.
That's amazing.
In my head, you know, it, like right now, in my head, it's 8 a.m.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, but it's
right.
really 10.
It's daylight
so.
Savings time, that's why.
Right. Well, exactly. No, it's savings, it really. But we, I'll make the adjustment.
That's guys. A nice song.
I'm new to this. That's great work, Lou Thomas.
That's
appreciate
you.
It
was you, Bean. It wasn't
oh, it was me. I did a great
job. Wasn't Lou White Cat Thomas, who does a lot of parody songs and sends them in to us?
I can't just tell. I got a lot of work to get done. I can't just tell people not to show up before noon, though. People need to get here and
well,
get
I mean,
done.
You well, can.
That's
it's not really on us.
If only your job didn't depend on sound.
Okay.
He's annoyed at us because we don't want to hear his workmen.
Right. It's like if we were a flying circus and we were doing air stunts and he had a bunch of blimps flying over the tarmac. Nothing I can do about it. Sorry. You know, those blimps need to hang out sometimes.
That's a strange example, but right. I like it.
You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
Right.
Hey, you want a new
Give
reality
me
show?
A break. That's a bunch of malarkey.
Right. You want a new reality show?
What is it?
It's the greatest thing ever.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You know how much I love The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Yes.
And
sure.
I look forward to finally getting to the fantasy suite time so they can start having some sweet, sweet lovemaking
right.
in the course
mm-hmm.
of this. Why wait? Let's just cut right to the chase. New reality show has just been ordered. 10-hour-long episodes of Kiss Bang Love. It's called
Kiss Bang Love.
Kiss Bang Love. The show will have various people picking their perfect match based solely on blindfolded kissing. So you get a stranger, you put a blindfold on, and you just start going at it.
Oh,
you start macking.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
No.
A man or woman will meet 10 potential mates and kiss them all.
No.
What if one of them says,
yes, kiss, kiss, bang, 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 bang.
Then they get to base their opinion on an intimate conversation they have with the candidates.
So you kiss first and then talk?
And then, but you got to talk about dirty stuff.
Okay.
Hey, you like that? My thumb.
Right?
I don't think that'll get anyone through whatever competition
then
it is.
Then two people are picked from the group of 10.
And what do?
They go on a romantic date. So the whole thing is just ass backwards.
Hmm.
But they just start with the...
Then
you go on a date. Then you go on a date afterwards.
That's a terrible show.
Please enjoy.
Ralph, have you seen the show in Britain that's getting all the headlines right now? The Naked Dating Show? Have you seen that one yet?
No.
We have that this here.
Is, we have Naked Dating here.
This though. Is a different one. This is a show where you start out, the person picks their mate based on a line of people on stage. Their faces are covered, but their entire rest of their body is naked. And they just go through and pick out which one they want to go out with based on looking at their naked body on television. And then they send those two people out on a date.
All of these are bad ideas.
Dating shows are getting weird.
We're right around the corner from... the Colosseum and the Lions and the Christians.
We are. We're really hurtling toward that.
We're just so close to live sacrifices on television.
Yeah! That's hot!
Yeah.
Even in Europe, where there's a much more amount of tolerance for nudity on television, the BBC or whichever network had it still received a tremendous amount of complaints because there were 300 penises shown in 1 hour of television.
Well, now you're talking. I had no idea.
Now you've got Ralph's attention.
Now we've got... I didn't know we had 4 score.
Gimme, 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 gimme.
Mm. Don't start with the emails. I know 4 score is 80 years. Stop it.
Penis.
Rush singer Geddy Lee kicks off today's celebrity birthday list. He is 63 years old today. Martina McBride turns 50. Will Wheaton is 44. Stephen Dorff is 43 years old. Josh Radnor from How I Met Your Mother is 42. Someday somebody will go, how'd you meet Mom? She was in a lineup of naked broads on a TV show, and I picked her out because, all right, look, her face is beat, but those cans, huh? The cans. Who's with me, kids?
For
right?
Days.
Look at Mom's cans.
Yeah! That's hot!
And producer Danger Mouse turns 39 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I'll walk the showbiz beat.
All right, it's Friday morning. We told you about the great prize package that we're giving away to be out at StubHub tomorrow for the PSG versus Leicester City. Beer Mug is in goal at StubHub Center right now. Let's check in with him and find out how it's going. All you have to do is get a ball past him. He's your goalie, and you are eligible for tickets to the game. We're talking about sideline tickets plus access to the pregame warm-ups, parking pass, signed jersey. It's a great, great prize for any soccer fan out there. Hey, Mugs.
Hey, guys, everybody's going to have a pretty good chance today because I've never played soccer or goalie in my life.
Yeah, well, that's
really because you were posting on social media how not one person was going to be able to get the ball past you.
Yeah, that's right, because it's, you know, first beginner's luck is my first time, and I'm just going to smoke everybody. I'm going to smoke.
You're contradicting yourself.
You're 100%
contradicting yourself.
Right. Like I said, beginner's luck. I'm going to be as good as Tim Howard in this net.
Or you're going to be Swiss cheese and everyone will score on you. All right, what's the setup down there? Are you in a regulation goal?
No, it's even a smaller goal, Bean.
Oh, that's even easier for you, Mugs.
Yes.
Associate producer Christine said yesterday that it's like the indoor soccer arena size goal.
Yeah.
It's not the
I mean, you're still not going to block them, but it is smaller than the regular size.
I don't know, Kevin. Have you seen my warm-ups? Promotions assistant Kyle have been warming me up.
Yeah,
I'm looking pretty good.
Been watching closely.
Now, is this up on Facebook Live right now?
I think
we are live on Facebook as we speak.
Okay, all right.
K-Rock page or Kevin and Bean page?
Kevin and Bean page and K-Rock page, I believe.
All right.
Okay. All right. So, do you have people down there? Has anyone participated yet in trying to shoot a ball past you?
The line has formed as we speak. People are waiting to try to shoot a goal on me, and a couple guys look like they played soccer before.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be able to get it past me, but I highly doubt it.
I'd like to suggest that either scoring or knocking Beer Mug out, both, I think, would be good to move on to the next round, right? And for the drawing.
Yeah, well, I hope.
Wait, is that that little tiny child goal?
No, it's an indoor soccer
goal. Look, the one that's right behind you, as you talk to us on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
That's like 2 feet by 2 feet.
Yeah, it's possible.
No, we're looking at it, Beer Mug.
it's a child's goal. That's a goal that four-year-olds play with.
Well, I'm a four-year-old.
All right, good.
All right, well, listen, we'll be watching, and you got somebody there to keep track of who scores on you, and at the end we do a grand prize drawing for the big prize, all right?
Yeah, the big prize, we're going to keep track, but like I said, no one's going to make it in.
Right.
So good luck to everybody.
Okay. All right.
Or you've never played before, so everyone's going to win. Okay, what
right.
Not sure that Muggs knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Ralph made reference to this a few minutes ago, that I, Bean, after 17 glorious years living in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, am moving, in the process of moving. In fact, I'm in my new home right now, and the whole family is going to come out in a couple of weeks. So I will be a resident of Louisiana in a couple of weeks.
Will you take an RV?
We're looking into a number of options because my dogs are hard to fly because of their breed. But I think the leading candidate right now is we are going to drive across country in RV to get them here. Yes.
Awesome.
Why are you so delighted?
Because RVs are terrible.
That I may end up in a ditch. I mean, what's great about that?
I mean, nothing's great about that right at the time.
Uh-huh.
But in retrospect, it's going to be one of the funniest things
so
ever.
So if
right?
I survive it, you think it'll be hilarious?
Yes.
All right, so I announced that I was moving to New Orleans a few months ago, and I got a mix of reactions from most people. Most people are like, oh, wow, that's a great city with lots of history,
yeah.
And it's fun, and you're going to love it. I got that from most people. Some was like, ooh, I wouldn't want to live in the South. It's way too hot and humid down there for me. And then there's Kevin, who says, you're going to die.
Well, I mean, a lot can go wrong in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I've been there maybe 15 times. It's one of my favorite cities.
Right. And have you ever been mugged or robbed?
I have been robbed. Yes, Bean.
Oh, no.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Weren't expecting that, were you?
I was not expecting that.
Okay, now, it wasn't like somebody held me up.
But it was in my hotel. I gave the bell desk my bag. I said, I'm going to be back in an hour to get this. Will you please store it for me?
Oof.
So they said yes, and they gave me the ticket. Yeah. And then I went away for an hour, came back, took my bag, went to the airport. And when I got to the airport, I realized that they had emptied the end of the bag where I had everything. My iPod, my money, my airline tickets. Everything was gone.
Oh,
so in other words, they were storing it for you just at a more secure location than you anticipated.
Correct, yes.
To a point where you couldn't get it.
Okay, so I had to buy day of tickets just to get home.
That sounds inexpensive.
Without money.
No.
It was not good. I'm saying that's New Orleans, and I assume if we open the phone lines, other people might have some great stories to encourage you on your path.
Oh, I see what's happening. So in other words, New Orleans is hell on earth, prove it. That's the topic.
Well, I'm just saying it can be. And it might be.
Okay. All right. So just like every time I have to get surgery,
Yes. You
want to find people who have had the worst of all possible surgical experience. You want to find people that hated New Orleans so much they would never go back because of terrible things that
happened
here.
New Orleans horror stories.
New Orleans horror stories is what we're looking for. All right. 1-800-520-1067. I'm trying to imagine what kinds of things people might call and say about. But if you had a terrible experience in New Orleans, Kevin wants to make sure to ruin this city after I've already been here
just
5 days.
Trying to let you know what's going on so that you're careful. This is to help.
Allie, you've been here, right?
I have many times.
And?
Love it.
Love it.
I did one time have someone throw up on my shoe, but that could happen anywhere. But was it
you?
It was shockingly no.
Just
it was
checking.
Not.
All right. Let's take Tom in Granada Hills. Let's do him first because he's up first on line one.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Kevin Bean. How you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you.
New Orleans horror stories. What do you got?
Well, we went to a restaurant show out there 8 years ago, and we were out after the show kind of cruising around through the French Quarters, and a couple of our guys got their pockets picked.
Well,
sweet.
Here's the thing about the French Quarter. I'm not likely to be
there. You're going to live there.
I'm not likely to be there at night much. But I will tell you that any city where you have a lot of people in a very crowded area, and those, you know how busy those streets can get, that's prime real estate for pickpocketers. That's for sure.
Yep.
So you're victim blaming.
Thank you for the call, Tom. 1-800-520-1067. Your New Orleans horror stories. Kevin is trying to ruin my new city for me.
No, I'm trying to give you a heads up.
Before I even get started, we'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
Bean's worried that somebody's going to steal his dog and sell it for crack.
Right?
That's what we just found out.
That was just said.
That was just said.
Hey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world-famous K-Rock. We're getting right back to your calls on why New Orleans is a hellhole, because Kevin thinks that's fun since I now live here.
No, I want you to be prepared so it goes well for you.
Yeah.
You'll love this so much, Allie. Johnny from Downey writes in. You love murder, right, Allie? That's you.
I love murder.
Yeah. He said, I don't know if you guys watched the first 48, but 75% of their stories are from New Orleans.
Yes.
So that's good to know.
He is
I like
not
that.
Lying.
All right, let's try Rob Menifee, line one, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Again, if you're just joining us, Kevin thinks it's funny
to have
people call and talk about the awful things that have happened in New Orleans where I now live.
We're just giving you a heads up, Bean.
I think you're doing a service. Really.
Doing you a service, right?
Oh, you're doing this for
us. This is for you.
Yes.
I got you. All right, Rob, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
I don't believe that. Being lives in this particular area, but I mean, primarily, if you've never been to New Orleans, you want to go to, you know, the Bourbon Street and do all the partying and stuff. Fortunately, when it's like 95% humidity and you step out onto, you know, over there in the French Quarter, you're walking around, it's just the smell. People need to know that it smells like puke, pee, food, grease, sweat. Everything.
Well, those are the four major food groups.
Yeah, but you know what? And I digress from saying anything criticizing New Orleans. They've been through a lot over there, and we had a good time. But it's not somewhere I'd like to live.
I don't see Bean going down to the French Quarter a lot.
No.
Probably not much.
No.
Although I would like it more if he did.
Maybe occasional restaurant or something like that. But okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Warren. He's in Orange. He's up next, line four.
All right, hi Warren.
Hey, what's up, party people?
Talking about Bean's move to New Orleans.
Yeah, so I was there after Hurricane Katrina for the reconstruction efforts.
Right.
And, you know, they put me up in a little apartment/hotel. and it had gotten broken into quite a few times, but finally, the last time that it got broken into, they stole my dog and his kibbles and bits.
Oh,
they stole your dog.
That's as low as you can get.
Well, I think murder is lower, but they stole your dog.
Did you get your dog back?
No, I went home a sad, poor little man.
Oh, Warren.
Warren's just trying to help rebuild.
Right. That breaks my heart. Well, I hope at least if they stole the kibble, too, their plan was to keep and take care of your dog and not, you know, like eat it or something.
What?
What? Where? What?
Why?
No,
what?
I'm just saying I hope that, you
why
know,
would they? Why would their? Why would your mind go right to eat it?
Because I'm
maybe
saying
they just want a dog. Maybe they want to sell it for crack. Why would they eat it?
I hope your dog is fine. I hope your dog is still happy.
What is wrong with you?
Warren, that's a terrible story, and I wish you hadn't brought it up. But thank you for the call.
They took the kibble
so they don't eat it.
What just happened in his head?
Dimitri's in L.A. He's on line three. He's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Wow. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi. Morning.
So, a buddy of mine and I were working at a sporting event down there several years ago, and we decided to go to a bar and got robbed at knife point right outside the bar in front of everybody.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Yes.
Nobody did anything, just kind of watched. Well, one of the guys that I was with, you know, former Special Forces, decided to give the guy a beat down and did.
They messed with the wrong guys.
Yeah.
Well, but then the bouncer tells us, you guys got to go because even though he was at fault, we were going to get arrested
for assault
beating on the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we left, went to another bar, and then so happens drinking and everything else, and came across the guy sitting there licking his wounds about 4 hours later.
The same guy?
The same guy. So my buddy decided to teach him a lesson again, gave him a second beat down, and took his money.
I don't know that that's the answer, but
Bean, this is what you need to learn. I mean, you need to learn to fight. You need to learn to protect yourself and to attack strangers.
It sounds like the Wild West, the way Dimitri described it.
Wow. All right. Thank you for the
call. It's like you're going to prison, Bean.
You got to have crazy in your eyes.
Let's try Mary and Covina. This can't be yet another one of our listeners who was robbed in New Orleans, can it? Hey, Mary.
Yes. Hi. Actually, it didn't happen to me. It happened to my husband.
Good enough.
We were both out there for our internship, and I packed up and went home before Mardi Gras. He stayed, and on his way home from partying, he got held up at gunpoint.
Oh, no.
Okay. Gunpoint, right. Not
the
even
knife.
The problem
is, I'm here to offer hope, because even though he got held up at gunpoint, he had no money because we're students, and he took everything out of his pockets, and the robber was like, oh, you have no money. Just pack everything up and go home.
Really?
And
so
he even apologized. He was like, I'm sorry.
The robber apologized to your husband and said, pack your things and go home?
Yes.
Okay, so at least he was polite. At least there's some Southern hospitality happening, right?
Mary says there's
exactly.
hope. There's hope,
there's
Bean.
Hope.
Just don't have anything.
Just don't have anything and I'll be fine.
All right, looks like I got a good couple of years ahead of me. Thank you, guys. All right, we are going to open up the lines now if you would like to win the trip for two to New York City to see 21 Pilots.
That's right. We've been giving away these trips all week long, thanks to our friends at Suicide Squad, with that movie coming out next week. And, of course, 21 Pilots has a song on the soundtrack that's great called Heathens. So we are looking for Suicide Squad fans right now at 1-800-520-1067. Play a game, win the trip to New York City. Here's a hint. This game is not easy, but we'll play it next on K-Rock.
If you're anywhere near the StubHub Center this morning, Beer Mug is still on goal. You can swing by and score on him and go in the drawing to win tickets to an amazing event tomorrow there at StubHub Center with PSG versus Leicester City, plus pregame warm-ups, parking pass, signed jersey, so much more for about the next 20 minutes or so he's there. Mug seems to be taking a lot of breaks. Is he smoking? What's he doing?
I don't know. He's only doing it for an hour, and he's the one standing there. Everybody else is doing all the work.
Right, exactly.
Why does he need a break?
And why does he not use his hands as a goalie?
Don't know.
He's only stopping with his ankles, which is very weird. But anyway, you can watch the whole thing if you're not in the neighborhood you want to down at the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. It's streaming on Facebook Live. All right, you guys ready to give away some tickets to New York City to see 21 Pilots?
Yes, we are.
They are playing Madison Square Garden on August the 11th, courtesy of our friends at Suicide Squad. This game is called, well, it's the hardest game in the world.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Mr. Announcer Man, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
This Suicide Squad looks like a fantastic movie.
And I know we've got a bunch of people on the phone who know and love these characters, and that's good, Mr. Announcer Man, because of what you're going to be looking for today.
We will be announcing the name of a character from the Suicide Squad. All you need to do is identify the character we just said.
Seems easy.
Wait a minute, I forgot. They'll be backwards!
Yeah! Well, that sounds difficult.
It's the hardest game in the world!
All right, who's our first contestant, please?
First up is Emily from La Puente.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
We can play them for you twice, okay?
Okay.
All right. Name the Suicide Squad member.
Stashned.
One more time.
Stashned.
Kind of seems, sounds the same backwards as forwards.
Kind of does, yeah.
It's the same backwards and forwards? Mm,
kind of.
Just guess one of the Suicide Squad
just
members.
Any of them, really, at this point.
Just name one.
Just say a name.
Just say a name.
I feel like...
Just say a name. I want to say...
Nope. Okay.
Katana?
All right. No, I'm sorry. Well, no, that was...
Deadshot.
There you go. So that's how it's played. So you listen to what it sounds like backwards, and then you say it forwards. You go into the drawing. Who's our next contestant, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Carlos from Whittier. The girls are prettier in Whittier.
Oh, is that true? I hadn't heard that. Hey, Carlos.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
I can play it for you backwards twice. Here you go.
New healer.
One more time.
New healer.
Rick Flag?
Harley Quinn.
Okay. This game is difficult.
It's the hardest game in the world!
0-2. Who's next, Mr. Announce Man?
Andrew in Covina. He makes lights for buses. What?
Oh. What?
What does that mean?
That's a specialty. It really is. Do you make lights for
Can I put one of these on my car? No! Buses only! Get out of my shop!
All right, Andrew. Good luck. Listen up. We'll play it for you twice. There you go. One more time. What is that forward?
Killer Croc?
Captain Boomerang.
This is not easy.
This is not an easy game at all.
This hardest game in the world.
I just... And I feel like these listeners are not trying either a little bit.
Yeah, listen to the syllables. Maybe
right.
It might be something you
There's
could do.
There's a lot of hints.
Hey, spoilers.
Just trying to help.
Next up is Bill from Santa Fe Springs.
Hey, Bill.
What's going on, party people?
We are doing Hardest Game in the World for Suicide Squad. You ready?
All right, let's do this.
Twice. Here you go.
Really?
One more time.
Really?
Killer Croc?
That's how it's done. Wow. Right
Killer
there.
Croc.
Nicely done. Now we got it going. All right. You hold on. You think we got it going like it's good? We were on moment?
Oh, we're on fire, yeah.
So every caller is going to get it now?
No Wait, one will miss.
Momentum is... was the end of that word. Who's next, Mr. Announcer Ben?
Next up is Rob in Menifee.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We're on fire, apparently. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here it is.
What about you?
One more time.
What about you?
Is it El Diablo?
Yes, it is.
El Diablo.
We're on fire!
El Diablo!
We have my man.
Tom.
Okay, so here's another hint. As we go to you on the phone, we've already named a bunch of the Suicide Squad members, so it's not those. There's a few left. Pick from them. Who's our next contestant, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next up is Carrie from Thousand Oaks.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Are you ready?
I am as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here you go.
Eric Washington.
One more time.
Eric Washington.
Oh, it's not the Joker.
Can I have a guess? I would just say whatever's coming to your mind.
Oh, I said Slipknot.
Oh.
It was the Joker.
Oh, Carrie.
The Joker.
It was the Joker. And I said, just say whatever came to your mind.
Because you said it was
mind.
Not the Joker.
Right.
In reality,
that's what I tell my kids all the time.
You're bad, Carrie. Okay. You're a bad teacher and a bad person.
I don't think she's all those things.
All right. I think we got time for one more, Mr. Doubter Man.
Let's talk to Furman from Linwood.
Hey, Furman.
Good morning, party people.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Here you go.
Serge Nashnet.
One more time.
Serge Nashnet.
Katana.
Enchantress.
There were so many S's in that. Okay, never mind. Thank you very much for playing. We appreciate
Bean
it.
Bean is angry at you.
Disappointed.
Well, it's just that we're playing them backwards so you can hear what they sound like. It's all.
I understand the game.
It's not an easy game, Mr. Announcer.
It's the hardest game in the world.
Bill is in the drawing, so is Rob. Allie McKay, only one will win the trip for two to New York City to see 21 Pilots at Madison Square Garden on August 11th, courtesy of Suicide Squad. Who's our winner, please?
Rob.
Rob.
Robin Menifee!
Congratulations, Rob.
Hey, you guys, can I share my haiku from yesterday? I worked on it.
Sure.
Why not?
Sure.
And I want to dedicate it to Victor.
You can't.
Fuentes.
They're not going to dedicate. You can't do a haiku and dedicate it.
Boom!
Can we redraw?
Nope.
What this are we? Art LeBeau all of a sudden? Just all right. Read your damn poem.
Let's hear your goddamn haiku.
Okay, ready? A cholo with cool tattoos. Slowly, he crip walks to me. Is that fire? Crap.
All right, despite that, you still won the ticket.
You probably would have won yesterday. That was pretty good.
That was not bad, Kay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for playing. Have a great time in New York. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
Thank you, Kevin and Bean.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:54.
We may have killed Beer Mug, by the way. These little 8-year-old girls are showing up, scoring on him, and just running him ragged in goal.
He's taking breaks.
He's taking smoke breaks, I'm telling you.
The dude.
He's getting an IV after every shot. Is that true?
He's the goalie. He's not moving. And he's not using his hands.
I know. I don't understand what's
going on. Soccer, Kevin. You're not supposed to touch the ball with your hands.
He's a goalie.
He's the goalie, though.
I don't know anything about soccer.
That guy can use his hands.
Oh,
right.
We'll find out in a couple of minutes who the grand prize winner is from those down there at StubHub Center for the game there tomorrow between the international champions from France and from England. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Friday morning. What's going on?
Well, changes to the upcoming 11th season of The Voice. They're adding a lot of new mentors to the process. I don't know if you watch the show, but they have these the judges, and then they've got those judges put together their team, and then they compete against each other, but they bring in mentors from the outside to help the contestants. So you have Blake Shelton, Adam Levine. They are the returning judges. Then Alicia Keys and Miley Cyrus will be your two additional new judges. They've lost Pharrell and Gwen Stefani no longer.
Hmm.
And Christina Aguilera no longer.
They kind of rotate in and out based on what else they're doing in their careers, I think, right?
Right. Blake and Adam are the steadfast ones because they don't have much of a career. So they have they got the show to go
they're
to.
Both doing fine, by the way.
So the new mentors will be... Kevin, you'll be happy to hear, Bette Midler will be stepping
Lord.
In.
Oh, no.
Kevin loves Bette Midler.
What
with
the hell does Bette Midler have to do with contemporary music?
Hey!
What's next?
That's it?
Just thought I'd draw a line in the sand, see what happens. She, did I ever tell you she's my hero?
Oh, man, you go right to hell.
I was going to
think about your thoughts before you say them.
Right?
She is the wind beneath my wings.
No good.
Sammy Hagar, he's going to step in. He's going to mentor.
What?
What's happening?
Me?
Come on.
What is happening to this show?
First of all, he can't drive 55. I know that much.
Right.
And secondly, he is an icon.
Is he?
Okay.
And Joan Jett?
You know nothing.
Joan Jett?
Okay.
Joan Jett.
Okay.
Neither Sammy Hagar or Joan Jett, as successful and popular as they are as rock acts, are known for their particularly strong vocals.
Look, what about the passion? I know for a fact Joan Jett loves rock and roll.
Oh, man.
And she will instill that same love, I think, in the contestants.
Never hated
love
you more.
The passion.
And then finally, Charlie Puth. Charlie Puth will come in.
He's the See You Again guy.
Who's Charlie Puth? Anybody?
Yeah, he's saying that See You Again song.
See You Next Tuesday? Yeah.
No, that's very different.
See You Again.
Very different.
From Fast and Furious, the one with Wiz Khalifa. Big, big hit.
So he's had one song?
One.
No, he's had a couple other follow-ups since then, but he's not of the caliber of the other types of people on the show,
at least I've heard of Bette Midler. Charlie Puth?
No, he's well-known now.
By whom?
But only for the last year.
The Puthers?
Oh, the Puthers.
Yeah, the Puthers.
His fan base known as the Puthers?
It should be.
Puther Vandross?
What is wrong? Have you been smoking out? What are you doing?
I don't care anymore.
Ralph's finally gotten to where I've been for a while.
Yep.
I would very much like to be excluded from this narrative.
Hey, surprise guest on Wednesday night at the Drake and Future show in Chicago. Who could have seen this coming? Kanye West step out on stage. Much to the happiness of the crowd. He did pop style, Father Stretch My Hand, a little bit of his single Famous. And he couldn't talk about Famous, of course, without talking about the big controversy with Lion Taylor Swift, Crooked Taylor Swift, as Donald Trump might call her if he was so inclined, with her lying lies. So he got on stage and went into a little preamble about how blah, 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 blah.
Imagine you're at the Future and Wiz Khalifa show, so you're probably a Kanye West fan. You get excited when he comes out on stage, but then he just talks.
Yeah.
Just holds you hostage with another one of his 20-minute rants.
You're going to be hard-pressed to believe this, but he had something to say about the Kim Kardashian-Taylor Swift.
Is that right?
Yeah, here's the thing.
All I got to say is I am so glad my wife has Snapchat.
Nobody talk S about Ye no more. Oh, please. Please don't sell us short. Of course we can. You arrogant douchebag. There, I just did it. I just talked some S about Ye.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about ideas, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, bruh.
We the millennials, bro.
Sorry, bruh.
Listen to the kids, bro.
Yeah. Sorry for the realness.
I don't understand it, bro.
Ain't that the truth? Today's celebrity birthdays, Geddy Lee from Rush, 63 years old today. Martina McBride's 50. Will Wheaton is 44 years old. Stephen Dorff turns 43. Isn't he dating that chick from the Carl's Jr. commercial?
Oh, I don't know.
Charlotte McKinney?
Oh,
I believe
well.
They are an item.
All right.
Well, so,
I suddenly have respect for Stephen Dorff.
Here's the thing, boys and girls. Aspire to husbandom, because apparently there are great rewards awaiting you there. Josh Radnor is 42, and Danger Mouse turns 39. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
For the last hour, we've had you shooting on Beer Mug down at StubHub Center. And our grand prize winner is David Aguilar from Los Angeles. He wins tickets for tomorrow's game with PSG, which is the best soccer team in France, versus Leicester City, which was that 5,000-to-1 long shot best team in England. They play tomorrow night. He gets access to the pregame warm-ups, parking passes, and a signed jersey.
Nice.
Congratulations. All right. Let's go to Keegan-Michael Key now on the phone. Hi there.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, man.
Okay.
How are you?
How you doing? I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
Very good.
Well, we're happy to talk to you. We last had you on back in April for Keanu. Now you're back with a new film in theaters called Don't Think Twice. And yeah, we all got a chance to see this. And I imagine for you, this was just like going back, rewinding your career 15 years, I
exactly.
bet, right?
Exactly, yeah. It was actually like taking a step back in a time machine. It was like, but at the same time, going home. You know, it just brought back tons and tons of nostalgic feelings about what it's like when you're right at the beginning and there's nothing, you know, hope springs eternal, and you have a camaraderie with all these people that you're working with, and especially in something like improv, which is so do or die. You know, it's all in the moment. You're really, really depending on these other people. So it was amazing, yeah.
And your friend Mike Birbiglia, who wrote and directed the movie, also is one of the stars of the movie, I feel like, and I've never been an improv troupe, but it looked so realistic. Did you feel that way too? Like this could have been filmed at any improv group at any time in the last 30 years in America.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And I, that was the most important thing to him. He was mentioning a movie, maybe you guys ever saw the movie Once, about the couple in Ireland. Yeah, it has that feel. That's one of his favorite movies. So he said, I want to make sure that this movie has as much, I'm going to use a 50 cent word here, as much verisimilitude as possible.
I don't know what just happened. That is dirty, and I don't like it.
That's at least a dollar. That's
at least a dollar. Maybe even $1.50. But at any rate, it's he. So the biggest thing is we started rehearsing about 2.5 weeks before we were shooting, so we could get to know each other, the cast could get to know each other, and it really shows on camera.
Let me ask you about the, it seems like it's a brotherhood, it's a team, and you're all rooting for each other, and yet at the exact same time, everybody seems to be super jealous of whoever's breaking out.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because everything in show business is pretty much antithetical to the rules and the tenets of improvisation. It, everything is about support the other. But then there's this weird ambivalence, because, of course, you have a dream, especially certain characters in the movie have a real dream to go to the next level. So how are you a team player and stand out at the same time? Like, what are you supposed to do?
Right, right.
And I have a question, because in the movie you actually say you can't do improv forever. You need to move on to something else. But what if there isn't something else?
Right. I mean, and of course, I mean, you guys have seen the movie. I don't want to ruin anything. But it's actually an age-old question. What do you mean? You're allowed to – I mean, any human really is allowed to do whatever they want. I've spoken as, like, a true American.
that was beautiful.
Right, I just said any human. Yeah, have you ever been to the entire continent of Africa, Keegan? or the Middle East? But you know, I think that that's the question. The question is, do you you can improvise forever if you wanted to. It just depends on what your version of success is. What do you think success is?
Right.
You know, and if you're perfectly content living a modest life, but you're fulfilled artistically and fulfilled in your soul, who cares?
I feel like your character, Jack, didn't feel that way.
Right. And the funny thing is, by the time you get to the end of the movie, there's some flips as to how you, the audience member, I think I'm saying what you were saying, is how you, the audience member, feels about,
yeah,
well, who succeeded here? Like, in life, who succeeded?
I agree. And this is, you know, this is automatically interesting because it's about show business people. And we always love peeling back the curtain and seeing what that's like behind the scenes, the stuff we don't get to see.
Right.
But this really is also true of anybody. I mean, look, there could be a guy who's working in a movie theater who's the happiest person in the world.
Absolutely.
But there could be somebody else working right next to him in the movie theater who is miserable because that's not his dream, or he's got something else he's got to do. Everybody's different. And that's what's interesting, is to see how these things clash among these people who are best friends.
Exactly, right. And how they have to search for what is the thing that will make me truly happy. I mean, there's this brass ring that gets set up for the whole group. Is that really what everybody wants? And like you said, it could be a movie ticket taker. It could be a fry cook. You could be the happiest fry cook in the world. But all that even comes down to not even the job. It comes down more to, are you happy with yourself?
Right, right.
And you know, can you choose to be happy in any situation that you're in?
This is the voice of actor Keegan Michael Key here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about a new film from director, writer, actor Mike Birbiglia, who we're going to be having on the show again soon here too. We love that dude. It's in theaters now, called Don't Think Twice. What were your aspirations in showbiz, Keegan, back when you were in Detroit doing improv? Did you ever at that point imagine, hey, I'm going to grow up and be on Mad TV and then have my own show and do all these movies and stuff? Or did you think at that time, hey, this is as good as it gets?
I think at that time I thought it was as good as it gets. I remember auditioning for Mad TV when I was in Detroit, way before I went to Chicago. And I didn't know, I found out subsequently, but didn't know that people in L.A. had been looking at that audition tape and were tracking me.
Really?
I had no idea until years later when I made it on the show. And then I found out, you know, so I just kind of, it was a pipe dream to me. It was a pipe dream that I would end up on television. So I was going to just run my theater. I worked at the Second City in Detroit. I had my own theater there in Detroit. I was just going to be poor and happy. And you know what I mean? And then when I went to Chicago, then it's always in the back of your head. Lorne might come. This might be the week Lorne comes. Is Lorne coming? Oh, my gosh, SNL's off. Maybe Lorne's going to come. Those are the two words that strike more anxiety into it than anything. Lorne's here. Lorne's
here.
Well,
when the scout or Lorne in this particular case shows up, you step up and you do your best impression, and everybody else sort of gets mad at you.
Right, of course, because what does it have to do with uplifting your teammates? What does it have to do with making them
real
look
jerk.
Good?
You were
you
a real jerk, Jack. I didn't like it.
Hold on. Let me channel my alter ego so you can yell at him. but, yeah, no, you're right. And the thing is that the interesting thing is there's a lot of gray in the movie, because everybody is either seeking – what's happening? What's Jack guilty of? Jack is guilty of actually knowing what his dream is.
Right.
And it not changing. And the other people in the story are still seeking out their dream.
My dream would be to do whatever would keep me in bed with Gillian Jacobs. And it seems like Jack's not thinking like that.
No. Maybe not the wisest decision.
Did you ever audition for Saturday Night Live at any point, Keegan?
I never did because I got the offer to MAD before they came back, before SNL went back into session. I was already at MAD.
Gotcha.
So I had a decision to make. I said, you know, if there's any possibility that those guys would come back from the Hamptons and audition me ahead of time, we would go do that. But who was I? I was just a kid at Second City. So they weren't going to change their plans for me. And then I had a bird in the hand. So it was, I thought I got to take this gig. And then I was going back and forth. And then a friend of mine one time just very astutely, very simply said to me, half that cast, whoever was on SNL at the time, half that cast is going to end up in Los Angeles anyway.
Yeah.
So why don't you just go to L.A. and start your career there? I mean, geez, you get to go to L.A. with a job. That's better than 95 to 98% of the people who go to L.A.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, you have given me a very cogent and scintillating argument. I will go west, young man.
I feel like things worked out for you.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Things are okay.
Might have been an okay decision.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you one non-don't think twice question, and I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but I just can't stop myself. Is there a version of Luther the Anger Translator who could work for Donald Trump? Because I feel like that guy needs somebody to translate what he's saying to the people.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a version of Luther or not. I don't think there is, because certainly not the anger part. He's got that part done.
Right. That's right. He's doing his own anger. Okay.
He certainly doesn't need an anger translator or a fear translator. Either of those. But maybe somebody who can do interpretive dance for him, which would probably make more sense than half the words that are coming out of his mouth.
Okay. So, all right. Well, we might have
a more limber version of Luther.
Well, you've got
a unitard. Yeah.
You've got 4 to 8 years to work on that, Keegan, so
right.
Good luck with that, my friend.
Oh, boy.
How dare you.
Good luck to us all, if that's the case.
Right. The film is in L.A. right now at the Landmark on Pico and Westwood Boulevard. It's called Don't Think Twice. You guys should check it out, particularly if you're interested in comedy or humans. That's what I'm going to say to you.
Or
Keegan,
comedy
Michael
or humans.
Exactly.
That's a great way of putting it.
Always a pleasure to have you on the Kevin Bean Show. Thanks so much for the time.
Always great to talk to you guys. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Kevin, you remember, you may have even met at one point my beloved donkey, Happy. Do you remember Happy?
I do remember Happy, yeah.
Oh, I loved him so much.
You sure did.
This was before your time, but I got Happy when he was 11 years old. And when all the other livestock that I had, when they all died, I moved him up to a donkey rescue up in British Columbia. And he's still alive, by the way. I had him for 19 years.
Wow. How long do they live?
Well, we'll find out. Oh. But he's been up there about 4 years now, so he's probably around 34 years old.
Is that the same animal that you helped castrate, and then you kept the donkey's balls?
Those were his testicles in a jar.
At work?
In my locker, yeah.
In a jar.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh.
Well, Bean.
When we got him, he was 11 and had never been castrated. And, you know, that made him a little bit more aggressive than you might like when you have cows and other, sheep and other
still
animals.
Still not seeing why they're in a jar.
So I helped the doctor. Uh-huh. I got to assist in the surgery, which was amazing.
You don't just
throw away body parts.
Yeah, I mean, you do if they're balls.
Yes.
Show them
yeah,
the
you
respect
absolutely do.
That
wow.
they deserve.
I'm all about respecting the balls, but I really don't think this
so
is
I created
normal.
A little shrine and
right.
put them in a jar and
now,
hung on to them for
now,
a number of years.
Right, but then you also made the next step. The next decision was, I need to bring the jar with the balls
to work.
And left them here for 10 years.
Mrs. Baxter would not allow them in the house.
Well,
she
shows her.
So I put him in the lot. Look, we're getting off tangent here. This is the reason I brought up my donkey.
Okay. I don't care. That's the reason I want to talk about. Because you had balls in a jar at work.
Technically, that's true, yes. So in England, there's a man named Mark Ineson. He is the owner of a place called Real Donkeys in Dewsbury, West Yorkshire. And he has been studying the animals for more than 20 years, and he thinks he has figured out a way to translate the noise that donkeys make into English.
Sure.
So that he can tell what they're saying. Now, for folks who have never heard a donkey, here are a couple of the donkeys on his farm. And this is a beautiful sound at this time of day.
It is very nice.
All
All right, so those are some of his donkeys, by the way.
That could also be a bicycle horn.
And here's Mark, and his accent is a little bit thick, but he is going to talk a little bit about the 17 donkeys that he owns, okay?
All right.
Got 17 of my own now. Work very closely with them day in, day out. Pick up on the mannerisms, their emotions, what they're thinking, basically. You can sort of pick up, for example, you know, in the facial expressions, in their ears, you know, just in the emotions, if that makes sense, you know, the body language as such.
Now, I don't know how the machine that is listening to their EOR, as they call it, I don't know how that can help you with body language and facial expressions and things like that.
Is he building a barn while doing this?
I was going to say, could he lay off the hammering just for a few?
For a second.
There was something going on in the background. I'm not sure what it was. Here's another lady who works there at the donkey farm talking about how this machine works.
So we work with Design Works, and they basically work with our donkey whisperer to really understand the behavioural sort of language that donkeys use with their eors, and then they turn those into vibrations and patterns that read that, and then turned it into sort of sentences that would match that kind of tone and the eor that they make.
Now,
the tractor pull binder.
Man, oh man.
Look, it's probably a working farm, you
There's
guys.
There's a lot going on at that farm all at once.
So, Kevin, Allie doesn't know this story, but how much would I have wanted to have this device, this donkey translator, when I went up to visit Happy 2 summers ago up in British Columbia? Remember what happened?
No.
19 years I had this donkey, Allie.
Okay.
19 years
Yeah.
I fed him twice a day.
Right.
And Bean knows for a fact that Happy loved him.
Okay.
Of course he did.
Well,
we were so tight.
Yep.
I groomed him, and I had his hooves trimmed, and I took care of his teeth, and I fed him, and I played with him, and we were very close.
He also cut off his balls. So.
Yeah, well. I hope he forgave me for that.
Now I remember the story.
So we donated. You know, we rehomed Happy up to this donkey rescue, this beautiful place on 80 acres where he was going to be taken care of for the rest of his life.
Nice.
And I pay every month. I'm not a burden to the organization. I still send a check every month for his upkeep and medical bills and his food. So I thought, after he'd been up there for about a year, I thought, I'm going to surprise Happy, and I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to drop in on him, and it is going to be – I hope cameras are rolling, because this is going to be a Disney-style reunion. I can just see us running toward each other in slow motion, and we both jump up in the air, we fall into each other's arms, and we hug, and we laugh, and we
play.
All of that is going to happen when
Bean's
I get up there to see my boy.
His donkey like it's a person.
Yeah.
Well, it's picture your dog. You're not a donkey person, but picture your dog. If you're away from your dog for a year and a half, imagine how happy he's going to be when he sees you.
Right.
So I drive up to the middle of British Columbia. It's like 8 hours from my house in Seattle. It's way in the middle of nowhere. And I find this donkey rescue, and I meet with the people who are running the place. And, all right, we're going to take you out to see your boy. And we go out there, and there he is.
Yeah.
And he looks up at me.
Uh-huh.
And then goes right back to eating the hay that he was on.
Yep.
As if I didn't even exist. He had no recognition whatsoever. Like he'd never seen me before and didn't care to see me now.
Happy hated you.
So sad.
19 years we were together.
You know why Happy acted that way?
Balls. Not a hey, how you doing? Not hey, what's up?
You expected that in English, did you?
Well, if I'd had my donkey translator, maybe that's what he would have said with his little mouth. But he could have walked over to me and rubbed up. You know, I could have rubbed up on him.
Well,
take it easy.
This took many turns.
Wow, what's happening?
Pet him. I could have pet him or scratched. No,
yeah.
Not like that. I could have scratched him and...
Okay.
So I, you know, stood there with him for a few minutes.
Go back to the part where you're rubbing up against him.
And he didn't care a whit that I was there.
No, Kevin.
No,
yes.
It's not like
that.
No. That's not what happened at all.
That's not it?
But anyway, it was very sad. But then, you know, the more I thought about it on the 8-hour drive, nope, turn it off.
Come on, Happy.
Stop it. The more I... All right. The more I...
thought about it on the 8-hour drive home, the more I realized that it's actually the best case scenario because he's happy. He's moved on.
Right.
He's got new friends.
He
he's got a new life.
He finally got away from you. What happened was he recognized you, and then he went back to eating like, please God, no, please God, no, please God, no.
He was hoping I wouldn't recognize
yes.
him.
Yes. I don't want to go back with that guy. He rubs up against me.
Well, anyway, there's my tragic, sad wow. donkey story. So
what about the translator?
It exists.
It exists.
Oh, that's
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's all.
It just made me think when I saw the story about the guy with the translator. Mm-hmm. I thought, man, I wish I'd have had one of those because I'm sure Happy was had a lot he wanted to say
sure.
to me. He was
sure.
bursting
okay.
to talk to me, but
like,
he just didn't have the words.
I feel like very soon we might need to talk to Happy.
Absolutely.
With the translator.
How dare you?
And this is what he'll be saying the whole time.
Asshole.
Come on.
Happy. Come on.
That's why you named him Happy. Right?
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:42.
I believe we have time for one more look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday morning Kevin and Bean Show, and then we'll sing that song and make it a weekend.
I don't have time. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
We're kind of counting on you.
I got that thing.
But this is your spot, man.
Yeah, but I have that.
What
I have
thing
that,
do you have?
I have that Snooki release party for the new Snooki song.
Oh, you're a part of that?
Her new single dropped, and we're having a big get-together. We're having a big listening party.
Who's we?
Me, Ronnie, J-Wow, Vinny, The Situation.
I can't believe you can name that many members.
Neither.
I am sure.
That's impressive. Concerned and impressed.
Stinky.
I don't think Stinky is a stinky.
Lil Bub.
It's a cat.
That's a cat. Johnny Q Public.
Nope.
No, you're just naming nonsense now.
Danny Dagger.
Snooki isn't a singer, though.
The hell she isn't. You must not have heard Young Mommy. Her new single, Young Mommy, spelled Y-U-N-G. She may not be a singer, but she's sure not a speller. Young Mommy just dropped this week her first music video. You can find
it. Right? I mean, we've all been waiting for this.
Right. Even during the white-hot heat of Jersey Shore, we all kept saying, yeah, sure, she's a dumpster fire of a human being who gets punched in the face at bars and gets drunk and sleeps with anyone. But when is she going to start singing? When's the singing start?
Right.
Finally. That question has been answered. This week, you can find her video. Find a place where it's not.
Right. It's everywhere, right?
I'll tell you.
Oh, man.
If you haven't heard it yet.
Hard to avoid.
Let me poison your ears for 20 seconds or so with the new Snooki song, Young Mommy.
I used to be so wild, I was the life of the party. Now I'm a grown up, so instead they call me Mommy. Late nights getting reckless with J-Wow, Sammy, and Ronnie. All these dudes were hopeless, but then I met Gianni. I'm a mommy with attitude. No time for hater because they too rude. Now I got my own series on YouTube. And I'm spending these checks on baby food. Fit life, my body changing. At the house, potty training.
Let me know how much you want to hear. You want more?
All of it.
Good
that's
kids,
enough.
Not complaining. Young wife, looking dangerous. It's all love because I'm a proud mama. Shout
okay.
out my
that's,
son and daughter.
We got the
gist.
More.
At least the music is awful, too.
Yeah.
You can find this on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, although I don't know why you'd want to.
Stop talking.
Can you just imagine all the Jersey Shore kids fist pumping, doing shots to that in the club?
Oh, f*** you.
Song of the summer, right?
Right.
Song of the summer.
Now, she's kidding? I mean, it's a joke?
She says, don't take me seriously. Uh-huh. Because I'm just kidding around.
Was there some danger of that happening?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
She does say that, though, so who knows?
Wowzers.
Right?
We live in an era of everything being rebooted. Game shows are not exempt. You know, right now on Sundays, we've got your Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
It's a block of ABC
pyramid?
Retro game shows. You got a $20,000 pyramid, $100,000 pyramid. I don't know how much money's on
I
the pyramid
yeah.
these days. Match Game.
Match Game's Val back.
Baldwin.
Right.
And now VH1 has just announced a remake of Hollywood Squares. Remember Hollywood Squares?
Sure.
I'll take Paul Lynn for the win. I'll take Joanne Worley to block.
That was a big tic-tac-toe thing,
It was a giant tic-tac-toe board, and each of the squares sat a Hollywood celebrity. And they would ask them a question. Paul, what percentage of women say they would like to shave Burt Reynolds' mustache? I don't know.
You don't get a lot of call for that one, do you?
I got from my Paul Lind. Anyway, Ice Cube is rebooting it.
What?
You heard me. Ice Cube's bringing it back.
He just gets cooler and cooler, doesn't he?
Now, because Ice Cube is involved, and because it's on VH1, VH1 says you can expect the squares to be filled with the biggest names in hip-hop, comedy, and entertainment. Oh, can't wait to see Snoop for the win. So,
okay, we often ask, Ralph, when you bring in news of a reboot, do we need this? What do you think on this one? This could be good, right?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you call on somebody and they give you an answer, you can either say
agree
yes
or disagree, right? You can
yes
say
or
that
no.
They're bluffing or telling the truth. So you say, no, I'm going to have to disagree with that, Peter.
So you could still be right, even though you're celebrity, the person you called.
Boom.
I got you.
Kevin.
No, we don't need it.
Kevin, by the way, who can't remember
how dare you
where he left his car keys in the morning, has a fully formed vision of what
Kevin.
Hollywood Squares was and is. He's got all the rules of the game down.
Like I do.
Weird. How do you know so much about Hollywood Squares and think Boston is a state?
I can't
answer
that.
2 years in a row. Kevin.
I can't answer
How do you
that.
Know so much about
I
Hollywood Squares?
I can't answer that because I didn't really ever watch it either. I have no interest in that game.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe you could either agree with the answer celebrity's answer, or you could disagree and still get the X or the O.
Hey, forgive me if I misunderstood this. Is Ice Cube
sweet Jesus?
Is Ice Cube the center square or is he the host?
Holy crap!
Does it matter?
I said neither of those things.
Okay, well I'm just trying to figure out what's
happening.
I said
he was producing and rebooting it.
Okay,
there has been no announcement of the center square being. Trust me. They'll okay. break in live to whatever you're watching on television with a news bulletin when that happens. You're not gonna And now, breaking news bulletin!
Right.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne is
Jason
the host.
Bourne
wow.
And is the center square.
That's correct.
The Rocketeer is being rebooted. The Rocketeer, loved that film. I don't know if you ever saw The Rocketeer.
That was a
Billy
guy in his
Campbell,
backyard?
Jennifer Connelly. Billy Campbell's a pilot. The beginning of the Second World War, sort of a crop duster stunt flyer, and he comes across this invention, this jet pack, this rocket pack that he finds and uses for good and fights the Nazis. And Jennifer Connelly
that.
In it, boy, oh
she's phenomenal.
Boy, she is.
We all fell in love with her from that.
Boy, holy.
She's the best.
Right.
Right?
Right.
They should have called that the Sweater Puppies. That's what movie that movie should have been called.
Really?
The Twin Zeppelins, they should have called that.
Really? Enjoyed that film a lot at the time.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know
it.
If you get what
no,
I'm
we
talking
got
about.
No, we got hands. Nope.
Right. But I don't think it held up very well.
Oh, so you're a douche.
I feel like I tried it a couple of years ago or a few years ago, and it was not good anymore.
You're wrong, and a farter, and a racist.
So Ice Cube is starring in the
Asshole.
Remake?
No. The film's going to be a sequel and a reboot.
What?
It'll take place 6 years after the original Rocketeer vanished while fighting the Nazis, and a new Rocketeer will step up to fight for good, and she will be an African-American female pilot.
Okay.
So you get some diversity there as well.
All right.
So all things good right there. I'm looking forward to it. I like it. I want it. I need it.
But career opportunities. What about that movie with Jennifer Connelly?
Do you feel like that's moving us in a forward direction, Bean, or is it perhaps putting on the brakes?
We're talking about films where Jennifer Connelly is unreal how attractive she is.
Well, everyone knows Hotspot is the hands-down winner in that.
Hotspot is pretty great, too. Although, Inventing the Abbots, she couldn't have looked much better than in that one, either. She's got a great body of work.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Right?
I'm Ralph Garman. I'm up to show this night.
That's it? You're just going to wrap it up?
Yeah, I need a shower.
All right.
And I need to burn my ears.
I was saying the same thing you were saying, which
right,
is, look how hot Jennifer Connelly is.
It comes out of your mouth so much worse.
But there was nothing creepy at all about the way I
burn the ears
said
off
it.
Of my head now.
Don't do that, Ralph.
Yeah, you'll need those.
Nope.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness, and we all win today with a commercial-free drive home. At 5 p.m. on the World Famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday morning with comedian Jim Jefferies in studio.
And Radiohead tickets, too, at the Shrine Hall next week.
Don't bogart that joint.
my friend. Pass it over to me.
Okay, take one.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I know what little boys do. Oh.
Roll another one.
Who's got the pictures?
Just like the other one.
Who's the best?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Speak.
And I need another hit.
Anyway, I got another one from Timeir, and it's about cat food. Here what? It is.
Cat food?
Roll another one.
What's in the water out there?
Just like the other one.
Love the passion.
This one seems to be about.
That's hilarious. You should do stand-up.
I don't have another cent.
It's not easy being drunk all the time. Everyone would do it if it were easy.
But don't bogart that joint.
Yeehaw.
Just pass it around.
This is Bob from Chattanooga.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
That boy.
I think we're done here.
And can I give you some last-minute advice? I can't think of it.
And what's going on very big and big league is what you witnessed today and over the last week.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Oh, my goodness, what an utter joy this has been. So much for industry word of mouth. You've been lots of fun. Kind of.
Bam, peace out.